9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name becoming household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. I can't wait for you to get here. For picture frames, padlocked with all our names. Just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again. Just like we planned it, go when you land it. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the good walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're grounded. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. I'm feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she can fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. Dude, always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rut. Had to sneak away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah. So I stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff like nah. No smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's
and
dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking. And my back's against the wall. I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. Don't fear, I feel. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. I'm not stopping. I'm unstoppable.
And here's for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need 10 plates, so relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And I'm just annoying, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, oh yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Game two of a six-game series from Riders Field. Thanks for joining us, everybody, once again. It's the top team in the Northern Division of the Texas League, the Arkansas Travelers, coming to town to face the team tied for first in the Southern Division of the Texas League. That is the Frisco Rough Riders. Frisco did drop game one and actually dropped down to a 500 record. There is no team in the Southern Division with a winning record at this point, so Frisco is tied with Amarillo at 5-5. Arkansas, meanwhile, checks in at 8-2. Building a good momentum here at the beginning of the season. Thanks for joining us here for another broadcast in the Riders Baseball Network alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden, pleased to be with you from Frisco, Texas, where we will continue the first six-game homestand of the year. The Riders played three at home to open the 2023 season and then went on the road to San Antonio to win that series and now try to do the same here against Arkansas. Frisco did lose the first game of that San Antonio series, came back to win that six-game set, 4-2. And similarly, lost game one against Arkansas, but no problem. Frisco will try to come back and win at least four of the next five. A tall task, but exactly what Frisco did last week in San Antonio. The starting pitchers today for each team, it starts with Bryce Miller on the hill for Arkansas, the number two prospect in the Seattle Mariners organization. He was their opening day starter. Has pitched better in his second start, although his numbers are a little bit elevated so far. 10 innings. Thus far for the right-hander, he has given up 13 hits and 7 earned runs. So he's 0-1 with an ERA of 6.3. Bryce Miller on the mound today for Arkansas. His counterpart, the youngster, Owen White, is the number two prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. Former second-round pick out of North Carolina Carson High School. Makes his third start. He has yet to give up an earned run. So good work so far for Owen White. We got a little player profile coming up on the pregame show. A guy who has shown really good plate discipline and advanced sense of the strike zone, and a good defender as well, who started to mix it around defensively, play some first base. Trevor Hover will be our pregame guest here after the break. Trevor and I chatted about what he's looking at defensively, shifting to first base, which he had never done before until about a month ago. And so had to acclimate himself to the new position, get some new gear for it. He'll share that story of just buying a glove. You got to do that to play first base. And so shifting that position, his approach to the plate, and also some memories from Arizona State, the college ranks and all that. We'll actually hear some of that interview tomorrow as well. But a two-part interview with Frisco Rough Riders utility man Trevor Hover. That's coming up here on the pregame show. First pitch today at 6:35 from Riders Field. Trevor Hover joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Well, it's game two of a six-game series here between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. A little pregame interview with Trevor Hover here on the show before today's 6:35 first pitch. Trevor, I'm curious, first of all, just starting defensively for you, just seeing you play a couple different positions, first base and outfield a little bit. Where have you felt the most comfortable, or is it trying to be comfortable everywhere? What's it been like for you defensively this season?
I think it's just trying to be comfortable everywhere. First base is definitely a new position for me. I've never played there in my entire life until this year. Our infield coordinator or field coordinator, Kenny, he texted me and was like, hey, make sure you bring a first base glove to spring training. And I was like, oh my gosh, all right. So I had to order a glove. I'd never used one before, but they've done a good job of trying to get me acclimated over there. And I played infield my whole life until I got to college, played outfield. Then when I was with the Yankees, I played some infield, and then got here, and I've been doing a little bit of both, but it's been fun. It's nice to have multiple positions. I'll stay in the lineup.
Yeah. Anything particular about first base that kind of surprises you, something that you learned that you thought, oh, I didn't know first base would be like this? Anything stand out?
I think it's just getting used to the glove. Yeah. I never used that big glove before, and there was the first couple of times I used it, I was having trouble trying to get the ball out, and I was like, where is the ball? But no, I think just being involved every play, I think it helps me to stay locked into the game, and you just got to be on your toes every game, especially when those big lefties are coming up too. I'm like sitting on the line like, oh crap, here we go. So it's been fun though.
Yeah. Trevor Hover joining us here on the show. Let's talk offense today a little bit. What's something that you're trying to work on at the plate right now, something mentally when you step into the box, what's going through your brain right now?
Right now, just trying to stay through the middle of the field, and just, I don't know, just drive the runners in whenever there's runners in scoring position, and just do my part to help the team. Just try not to do too much, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. What's your relationship like with the coaching staff? Got a lot of young coaches, very energetic. What's it been like to be around Carlos and the whole crew?
I've been around Carlos now for pretty much the whole staff. They were all in Hickory last year when I was with them, and then I was with Los when I was in the fall league this past offseason. So we've been able to spend a lot of time, and I've grown really close with him. He's just a great guy, not only on the field but off the field. And I think he's like a lot of our players can attest to that. He really likes to get a relationship with you and get to know you, and I think all the coaches do. And I think that just being with a lot of them last year, I think it just helped just with me on the field personally, off and on the field. And then we had a Trip, who is, I think, one of the funniest coaches I've ever been around. He loves the game, and he's passionate, and he's just really here for us, and he'll do whatever we ask him to do and just try to get us better.
Right. Well, there was Trevor Hover joining us here on the show. Enjoyed that conversation. We'll have more of it tomorrow as we start to talk about his time at Arizona State, teammates with Spencer Torkelson, one of the top prospects and now major league players, high draft pick, and fellow Arizona State teammate. Hover would often hit right behind Torkelson in the lineup, and so a little connection there. A lot of other Pac-12 guys, people that he knows here on the Arkansas team, so he'll share that story tomorrow. So join us tomorrow, 6:35 start as well, just like today, just a few minutes away from first pitch. Starting lineups are around the corner here on the Writers Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Two months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Writers Radio.
Well, it's just about time for first pitch. Frisco and Arkansas matching up against each other, continuing a six-game homestand for the Rough Riders as Frisco checks in at 5-5. Arkansas is 8-2. No team in their respective divisions has a better record than the two teams playing today. Arkansas first in the North, and Frisco tied for first in the South. There's the starting lineups for both teams, beginning with Mike Freeman's crew. The lineup for the Arkansas Travelers begins with the shortstop, Leo Rivas, who went 1-for-4 yesterday. He leads off and plays in the sixth hole. Batting second, the center fielder, Tanner Kerwer. Batting third, the first baseman, Robbie Tanerowitz, the league leader in RBIs. Cleaning things up for the Travs and playing right field, Robert Perez Jr., who had two home runs yesterday.
Flanking him and playing left field is Isaiah Gilliam, who had a home run of his own. Batting sixth and catching, making his series debut, Jake Anchia. Hitting seventh, DHing today for the Travs, Logan Warmoth. Hitting in the 8-hole, playing third base, Patrick Frick. Batting ninth and playing second base, Connor Hoover. Again on the hill, it's Bryce Miller, the right-hander. Owen White, the righty for the Frisco Rough Riders. And now the starting lineup for Carlos Cardoza's squad. Leading off for the Frisco Rough Riders and playing center field, where he made a terrific diving catch yesterday, Evan Carter leads things off again. He had four walks yesterday. Batting second and playing second, Luis Angel Acuna, riding a six-game hit streak. Batting in the 3-hole, playing left field, is Dustin Harris, batting cleanup. And the first baseman checks back into the lineup today. Dio Arias checks in and will hit fourth. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Thomas Sejasi. Batting sixth and DHing today is Kellen Strom, the San Jose State product. Batting seventh and playing right field, Trevor Hover. Hitting eighth and the shortstop today, Chris Cease. Back-to-back multi-hit games for Chris. Behind him, batting ninth, rounding out the nine, and the catcher today is Scott Capers on a terrific start to this season, hitting .368 so far with a long ball. Again, he bats ninth and is behind the dish. The battery mate today for Owen White, who's getting his third start of the season. It'll be fun to watch Owen, 2018 draftee by the Texas Rangers, second-round pick out of Carson High School in North Carolina, the native of Mount Ula, North Carolina, takes the hill today for Frisco. His counterpart, Bryce Miller, like I said, a little bit elevated numbers, 10 runs so far for Bryce, which is not great. At the same time, every starter now for the Travelers has made two starts through. He was the opening day guy, so now they're on their third rotation through. And although he's allowed 10 runs, that's actually the fewest runs that any of their starters have allowed. Every other guy has allowed more than 10. So Bryce Miller hit around a little bit, and he'll try to make a better start here today against Frisco. Let's step aside from the national anthem. First pitch coming up. Zach Bigelow will be on the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night. Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
There's the payoff, swung on and whipped.
He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's a dream pitching matchup on this Wednesday evening in Frisco, Texas, as the number one prospects from the Rangers and Mariners organization go head-to-head in Game 2 of this six-game series between Arkansas and Frisco. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Owen White, the number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization, takes the ball, and he is set to go against Leo Rivas to start things off. Here's the windback, and away we go from Frisco. It's a first-pitch fastball on the inside corner at 94 miles an hour for a strike, and it's 0-1. First pitch time at 6:36 in the p.m. White winds back in the 0-1 pitch. Hard ground ball, first baseline, hugging the chalk. Dio Edias has it right there behind the bag. Takes it to the pillow himself for the out, and there's one away. Two pitches in, a ground out for Owen White, and that brings Tanner Kerwer to the plate. Owen White has had a perfect start to the season. You couldn't ask for much better. White has made two starts so far, and he has not allowed a single run. He's only allowed two hits in 7 2/3 innings. He deals home. First pitch inside, one ball and no strikes to Tanner Kerwer, playing in his 11th game, a .313 batting average this season. White peers over the top of his glove, and winds back, fires home. There's a fly ball into shallow center field. Carter froze, now coming in, still charging in, can't get it. It falls in for a base hit. And Kerwer broke his bat and has a soft fly ball single into center field. Just the third hit allowed by Owen White this year. Robbie Tenorowicz steps in now. Tenorowicz hitting .417, one of the tops in the Texas League, entering into today's play. White working from the stretch for the first time today. And the right-hander's first pitch on the way. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. If you're looking at the first two starts for Owen White and wondering why they have been so short, well, he's working his way back from an early shutdown in spring training. He had some neck impingement that he was dealing with. He kicks in the 0-1. Ground ball to the right side and through for a base hit. Kerwer up to second, and he stops right there as Hover gets it quickly in right field and fires it back in. And it's back-to-back singles for the Arkansas Travelers with one out in the first inning. That one not hit particularly hard by Tenorowicz. Just fitted through the right side. Just 87 miles an hour off the bat. There's Robert Perez Jr. now, who hit two home runs in yesterday's game. A 5-2 win for Arkansas in the opener. Two aboard, one out, no score. Top of the first inning. White from the stretch. And he deals home. Hard ground ball up the middle. The shortstop sees, has it, flips to second for one. Acuna to first, got them both, double play. So a couple singles, but Owen White rolls the ground ball double play. It goes 6-4-3, and just like that, the Rough Riders get out of the top of the first inning unscathed. To the bottom of the first inning, our score, it's Arkansas nothing, and Frisco coming up after this on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony in Heart Music and Literature Program, with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Roughriders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the first inning, no score between the Rough Riders and the Travelers on this beautiful Wednesday in Frisco, Texas. Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuna, and Dustin Harris, the 3-2 up against Bryce Miller, number one pitching prospect in the Mariners organization. Squares his shoulders towards the third base dugout, winds back in the first pitch to Carter. At the bottom of the zone, a called strike with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's 0-1. You have the number two prospect in Owen White, the number two prospect in Bryce Miller, overall in their respective organizations, facing off head-to-head in the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a nasty breaking ball down low and inside, 0-2 on the Rangers' number one overall prospect, Evan Carter. The Mariners' number one overall prospect is Harry Ford. He's currently in high A catcher. 0-2 pitch to Carter. Ground ball to the right side. It's sliding back in. It's stopped by Tenerowitz, the first baseman. He fires onto the covering pitcher, Bryce Miller, who beats Carter to the bag. And there's one out in the first. A nice play by Tenerowitz. And that brings Luis Angel Acuna up to the plate. Well, Bryce Miller throws very, very hard from the right side. Familiar with these grounds here at Riders Field. He's a New Braunfels, Texas native just outside of San Antonio. The Rough Riders were last week. Here's the wind back by the righty in the pinch. Acuna takes high and outside, one ball and no strikes. Bryce Miller began his collegiate career at Blinn College and then went to Texas A&M for 3 years. He has his sign, peels back into his windup, and he offers in the 1-0. Fits onto the outside corner with a slider for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. So 3 years at Texas A&M, and he was drafted in the fourth round by the Mariners organization. In 2021, 113th overall. He deals in the 1-1. Low and off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's two balls and one strike. And then he really showed off his ability last year in 2022 in his first full season in the minors. A 3.16 ERA over 133 innings. A lot of innings comparatively to most minor leaguers. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Acuna comes up empty on a pitch low. That was the slider. And it's two balls and two strikes. And he struck out 163 batters last year. Monstrous numbers for Bryce Miller. 2-2. There's a fly ball into right center field, sending Kerwer back. He's shy of the warning track, and the center fielder puts it away. For the second out of the first inning, no score, Rough Riders and Travelers. Dustin Harris making his way to the plate. Bryce Miller, very familiar with Riders Field. He's looking for a better appearance than his last time he pitched here. No, it wasn't with the Travelers. It was with Texas A&M. He pitched in the 2020 Frisco Classic with the Aggies, the college baseball tournament. Here's the windback by the right-hander in the pitch. There's a slider in there for a strike at the bottom of the zone to Harris, and it's 0-1. He ended up taking the loss in that Sunday game against Oklahoma State in the Frisco Classic in 2020, allowing three runs in just two-thirds of an inning. 0-1. Down low and inside, one ball and one strike. So looking for a much better outing, and looking for much better outings than he's had to start his season with the Travelers. He has his sign, peels back in the 1-1. Harris takes down low and inside. It's two balls and one strike. So far in his two starts, he's allowed four runs in each. Three earned his last time out, though. On April 13th against Springfield, 5 2/3 innings. The pitch. Down low in the dirt, skips through the catcher and Chia, and it's 3-1. 6 strikeouts, though, in those 5 2/3 innings in that last start. And overall this season, in 10 innings, 10 strikeouts to no walks for Bryce Miller. Harris stands back in from the left side. Right-handed pitcher back into his windup, and he offers home the 3-1. Inside for ball 4, and there's his first walk of the season. It comes to Dustin Harris. Rough Riders put a runner aboard with 2 outs in the first inning. No score for Dio Edias. Defense behind Bryce Miller today looks like this. It's Isaiah Gilliam in left field, Tanner Kerwer in center, and Robert Perez Jr. in right. Patrick Frick has third, Leo Rivas at short. Connor Hoover is the second baseman, Robbie Tanerowicz at first, and Jake Anchia does the catching for Bryce Miller. Here's the right-hander's pitch. On the inside corner to the right-handed batting Edias, and it's 0-1. Seventh game for the Riders' first baseman, hitting 200 on the young year. No homers and an RBI. Harris takes his lead. And Miller, a long hold, the 0-1. Low off the outside corner, 1-1. Harris already has 3 steals this year. They came in two consecutive games. 2 steals in one game and 1 steal in the next down in San Antonio. No score, bottom of the first, the pitch. Hard ground ball to third. Frick vacuums it in, throws on to second the short way for the out. He gets Harris to retire the side in the first inning. So no runs across. No hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded for the Rough Riders. Both pitchers, dominant stuff through the first inning, and they strand a base runner. We go to the top of the second. Travelers and Rough Riders, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
No score between the Rough Riders and Travelers, top half of the second inning. Owen White allowed a couple base hits in the first inning, but induced a 6-4-3 double play to get out of it. And that's been the calling card for Owen White so far this season, inducing a ton of ground balls. Isaiah Gilliam starts things off, left-handed batter for the Travelers, encased in their camo uniform tops today. Black ball caps, gray pants. White offers. Fouled away, left side into the netting, and it's 0-1. White has induced 56% ground balls this year, and they say to be a ground ball pitcher, you're looking at around 45 or so. The pitch just slips high of the zone with a fastball, and it's 1-1. And when you're able to get all those ground balls, you'll allow some singles every now and again, but also get some double plays. 1-1. In the air, out to left field, right at Dustin Harris. He creeps back a couple steps and makes the catch, one paw in front of his face. Fly ball out to left field for Isaiah Gilliam, and Jake Anchia steps in. No score, top of the second. And for Owen White, it's been pure dominance all season long. The fastball has been really, really good at the top of the zone, and he's finally lengthened out from his shutdown in spring training. He's expected to go about 75 pitches today. White peels back in the pitch to Anchia. Fits just high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. And so really excited to see what the Mount Ulla, North Carolina native can do when he's fully stretched out. The 1-0. Misses high of the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. Remember, the Rough Riders really didn't see a whole lot of Owen White last year. He was only here for four starts in the regular season, and he was here for the whole season the rest of the way. The 2-0 slips up high, and it's three balls and no strikes, but he wasn't healthy. Dealt with some arm fatigue down the stretch last season, and then came back into the postseason, pitched in San Antonio and then in Wichita. The pitch inside, it's a four-pitch walk to Anchia. Something you don't see very often from Owen White. For White, that's his fourth walk this year. Logan Warmuth steps in, the designated hitter, batting from the right side in the seventh spot of the order. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Top of the second, one out, runner at first. White from the stretch, and he kicks and offers. Curveball inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. So with all the injury issues that White has dealt with over the course of his career, both last year and then in 2021 when he made the opening day start in Down East, the pitch. Line drive down the left field line. That drops in fair, rolling in towards the corner. Harris cuts it off before it gets there. Anchia getting the wave to third, and now he gets the wave around third as it got past Harris, and Anchia comes in to score. Warmuth all the way to third and an RBI triple, and it's 1-0 Travelers. Boy, it looked like Dustin Harris was right there to cut it off, and then we couldn't see him because he got in the way or behind the wall down the left side. It got past Dustin Harris, went all the way near the wall, and that allowed Warmuth to move to third and Anchia to come in a score from first base. Patrick Frick steps in now. 1-0 Arkansas. RBI triple for the designated hitter. Arkansas strikes first, and the infield comes in for the Rough Riders. The pitch, high and tight, back pick down to third, and it's not in time. One ball and no strikes on Frick.
It was a tough play for Harris. He looked like he was there in time. I think it may have just skimmed kind of parallel with the wall and took a weird hop, and it's tough to cut that thing off down the line.
White delivers the 1-0. Top of the zone for a strike. 1-1. Yeah, it's not an easy play for an outfielder, having to get that close to the wall, full speed, stop on the brakes, and then try to get the baseball. 1-1 pitch. High and inside, brushed him back. Two balls, one strike. Fastball at 94 miles an hour. So it's the first run for Arkansas in the ballgame. It's their third hit. White stretches and delivers in. Curveball fits on the outside corner for a strike. And it's two balls and two strikes. That curveball's been good early on for Owen White. He's a four-pitch guy. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. He deals in the 2-2. Whacked foul back behind home. Still two balls, two strikes. As we were saying, with Owen White starting the opening day for Down East in 2021, he ended up committing an error and in frustration hit the ground so hard it broke his hand, missed most of that season. He said he's learned a lot from that, just kind of emotionally on how to control himself. And time called, last minute. And then when he was drafted in 2018, he didn't see the field until 2021 because of Tommy John surgery. When Owen White is healthy, nobody can deny his talent. He offers in the 2-2 pitch. Fastball ripped into center field and shallow. Carter coming in on a run. Headlong dive, and he makes the catch. Warmuth tags from third. He comes in to score. But Evan Carter with back-to-back days with great web gems in center field on a headlong dive coming in from center. It's 2-0 Arkansas. There's that gold glove from a season ago. A sacrifice fly. And Arkansas, just like they did early yesterday, with a 2-0 lead.
And that's where you love to see diving plays, and it's, you know, it's amazing to see his athleticism. It's the one case where you'd hope he'd get there on the run so he could keep his feet.
The pitch. High off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes.
Once he went down, there was no worry for Warmuth to come home. He could score easily. Still a great play by Evan Carter, though.
And a warranted dive at that as well.
the 1-0. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes to Hoover. Definitely had to dive to get in it. And we were in the position where there's a fly ball directly up the middle. We could see it all the way. And instead of running directly at the ball, the pitch misses high, and it's three balls and no strikes. He was almost running in and just to the left of the baseball from his perspective so he could dive back to his right a little bit, make sure he secured it. The pitch flicks across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. One of the best defenders you'll find in the minors, Evan Carter in center. White the 3-1. Fouled on the ground back behind home by the 9-hole hitting Hoover. Three balls, two strikes on the second baseman. Two outs, bases clear, 2-0 Arkansas, top of the second inning. This is one of those kind of strange innings with scoring plays against White as he offers in the payoff. Down low and inside for ball four. It's his second free pass allowed in the inning. And that turns the lineup card over for Leo Rivas, where, of course, the walks you don't really like, but the one hit in this inning, that triple by Wormuth, was kind of fluky almost. It probably should have been a double with runners at second and third. Instead, it was a triple because it just got by Harris and kind of a weird play. It wasn't really anybody's fault down the left field line. The pitch. Rivas watches on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. He grounded out to first back in the first inning. So I think if there's one thing you take away from this inning, it's the walks by Owen White being rather uncharacteristic. The pitch. Across the inside corner, letter high, a strike, 0-2. And with the slider. 0-2 on Rivas. Still no strikeouts for White. He comes home with the 0-2. After a long hold, here she comes. Down low and inside. One ball and two strikes. Missed with the heater there at 93. He was 94-96 with a fastball in his last start in San Antonio. 4 2/3 innings, shutout baseball. Four strikeouts to two walks, surrendered just one hit. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike three. Slider down low and inside. And Owen White has his first strikeout. It's the final out of the second inning. Two runs across, though, on one hit, no errors, and a runner left on for the Travelers. In the top of the second inning, we go bottom two. It's Arkansas 2, Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second inning, Thomas Sajacy starts things off for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 2-0 to Arkansas. Happy you're with us on this Wednesday evening. Bryce Miller winds back in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider off the outside corner as Sajacy loses the top hand on his bat. As he swung and missed through that breaking ball off the outside corner, 0-1. No batting gloves for Sajacy. That's how it's always been. He says just likes the feel of the bat in his hands. It's always how it's been. The pitch. Swing and a miss on back-to-back sliders, and it's 0-2. Bryce Miller, a walk in the first, the lone base runner against him. That was to Dustin Harris. Rough Riders needing some runs, down 2-0 early on already to these Arkansas Travelers that took it 5-2 yesterday. Best team in the league at 8-2, Arkansas. Rough Riders at 5-5. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball at 99 miles an hour right by him. One of the best pitching prospects in all of minor league baseball, Bryce Miller, has his first strikeout. Kellen Strom steps in for the Rough Riders now. Riders down by two. Bryce Miller didn't necessarily come out of nowhere, but wasn't thought to be this kind of prospect when he was at A&M, drafted in the fourth round. He winds and fires. Fits a fastball onto the upper edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. And he grew up a Rangers fan. He grew up in New Braunfels, Texas, which is just outside San Antonio. Wind back in the 0-1 pitch. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2 with the slider. I mean, he is just pouring him in right now. Five pitches, all strikes here in the second. During spring training, he got to face off against the Rangers, and he said he was really nervous to face some of the guys in the Rangers order. I'm talking about Corey Seager and Marcus Semien. Even guys like Josh Young. He readies, and the 0-2 pitch. Fastball cut on and missed for strike three. 99 in the gun, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Bryce Miller. Two outs, and Trevor Hover steps in. 2-0. Arkansas out in front. He was able to retire a couple of those guys, but he did walk Corey Seager and said it was definitely something that he will learn from. But the biggest focus in the first inning of that start wasn't the guys he was facing, it was his hat. The pitch. Hover takes just low of the zone. The fastball, and it's 1-0, no strikes. His hat in that start fell off 5 different times. That kind of became the laughing joke and the focus of that start at the end of the day. The 1-0. Catches the bottom of the zone with a slider for a strike. 1-1. Even Scott Servais, the Mariners' manager, after the start said, well, he was great, except for he couldn't keep his hat on. So he got to laugh about it, even though people talked more about his hat than they did about his pitching. The offering is low of the zone, and it's 2-1. Oliver trying to find his way aboard with 2 down. Here she comes. Strike at the bottom of the zone, outside corner, perfectly located fastball, and it's 2-2. Not many have a better eye than Trevor Hover. 9 walks this season, but it's definitely a strike. 2-2. Base is clear. Rough Riders down by 2. And Miller comes home with it. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down low and inside. Nasty stuff. And the Rough Riders left with their mouths agape after Miller strikes out the side in the second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 2-0 Arkansas to the top of the third. Josh Wharton on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network at Bally's Live.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Frisco donning the burnt red uniforms for the first time this season at home. We head to the third inning from Riders Field. It's the visiting Arkansas Travelers leading 2-0. Owen White back to the mound facing the top portion of the order. 2-3-4 coming up for the Travs, beginning with Tanner Kerwer. First pitch to Tanner is a breaking ball strike. And it's 0-1. Top of the third, Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley as the Rough Riders try to even up the series at one win apiece. The second pitch is swung on and popped up just towards second base. Luis Angel Acuna looking up into the blue sky, tracks to the right, moves to the left, and with his heels on the outfield grass, puts it away. Owen White, who is into the mid-30s pitch count-wise now, had to throw 32 pitches between the first couple of innings. Gave up his first two earned runs last inning on the season. And now tries to throw another scoreless frame, but facing a tough part of the order. Robbie Tanerowitz is up next, the league leader, and runs batted in. Right-hand hitter digs in against the right-hand pitcher. First pitch off the inside, ball one. Obviously, Tanerowitz will not have a chance for an RBI here other than a solo home run, but Arkansas had three home runs yesterday. The 1-0 swung on and fouled off the mask of Scott Capers, the battery mate today of Owen White. It's Sejasi at third, Cease at short, Acuna at second, and Dio Arias at first, playing way off the line and behind the back. All the long way to go to first and a ground ball, playing in the sun. The 1-1 from Owen White is outside, spiked in the opposite batter's box. 2-1 the count with one away, and the base is empty. 2-0 lead for Arkansas. Evan Carter still in the sun and straightaway center field. Dustin Harris in left field is in the shadows, but sun's still on right. Here's the 2-1 off the outside portion, and a 3-1 count from Owen White. To Robbie Tanerowitz, spent 4 years in the Tampa Bay organization, 4 years in the Cincinnati organization, now with Seattle. He's ahead in the count. The 3-1 swung on and fouled back. And Owen White gets two strikes on Robbie Tanerowitz. Went 2-for-4 yesterday. He had a walk-off hit in their home opener for Arkansas this season, just over a week ago. 3-2 pitch up coming. Owen White shakes at the first offering. Now agrees. Gets a ground ball third base side foul. Dribbles beyond Thomas Ajayi and off the wall down the left field line. Owen White fell behind 3-1 to Tanerowitz, but has found the strike zone last couple of pitches. To the former 27th round pick back in 2016. Taking his time to develop, but he is hitting .417 this year with three home runs as Tanerowitz. Nobody on for the right-hand hitter. The 3-2 is a slider down and away. And Owen White lost him. Has issued three walks. That was his total this season coming in combined between his first couple starts. He's given up three free passes, having gone 2 1/3 innings thus far. 20, up next for Arkansas is Robert Perez Jr. Had two home runs yesterday and three hits. Part of the 5-2 victory for Arkansas yesterday in game one. One out, one on for the Travs. White from the stretch, breaking ball low. Capers blocks it. On appeal, they say Perez did make an attempt. So it's strike one on the right-hand hitter. This Arkansas roster filled with a lot of pitching prospects. Their position player group slightly older. Perez is the only top 30 prospect for the Mariners organization who is a position player on this AA roster. They do have seven pitchers in the top 30 with Arkansas alone. Here's the 0-1 to Perez from Owen White. Breaking ball hit high in the air, not deep. It'll stay in the infield. Owen White initially called for it. Gives way to Sejasi. He has difficulty with it. Cease makes the catch, who stayed put the entire time with his feet just behind the grass. And he says, I had it the whole way. Sejasi was tracking it, backed up, and almost ran into Cease. And Chris just calmly grabbed it, put it away, no problem.
Yeah, Sejasi ran in, that was backpedaling and moving his feet all over the place. Cease just right there. And that's something we failed to mention. 23-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. So makes pop-ups very difficult and makes fly balls very dangerous if they're anywhere deep.
And blowing out towards center, left center. First pitch to Isaiah Gilliam is over the plate. Top third of the zone for a strike. Owen White trying to get his fastball elevated a bit. Use that spin to get players to swing underneath the fastball. But that one did look good. Top of the zone and outside. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball that's hit foul, third base side. He got squeezed a little bit earlier. Sean Sparling, the home plate umpire, who wasn't giving him the high strike. The first walk he issued back in the second inning, the very first pitch he threw, top of the zone, didn't give him the call. He ended up walking Anchia on four pitches. He later scored. Here's the 0-2 from Owen White after a long pause. Comes home. Time is called. The pitch will not count. It looked like it was on the inside corner just off the plate. And I think it was Gilliam who requested time before the pitch. White was pausing. I don't think he was worried about the runner. Tanerowitz was taking an extremely short lead from first. White just trying to tinker with the rhythm of the hitter, Gilliam. Two outs, 0-2 the count. White again a long pause. Still 6 seconds on the pitch clock. Holding, holding. Now comes home just off the inside corner. White slotting at same spot on the pitch that didn't count and then the one that did. And it's ball one to Isaiah Gilliam. Gilliam flew out to left field in his first at bat. Infield shift to the right. Two outs, runner on for Arkansas. Here's the pitch. He checks his swing. He maybe went, and yes, he did. They'll throw to first on the drop third strike, put him away, and that's the inning. Owen White finishes the third with a strikeout and pitches a scoreless inning. It's Arkansas 2 and Frisco yet to score. On to the bottom of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Frisco tries to cut into the deficit 2-0 here into the third inning. Arkansas on top so far in this ball game. The team with the best record in the league by two games, in fact. They're 8-2 on the year. And Frisco will try to even up the series one game apiece. Third inning, Chris Cease to the plate against Bryce Miller. Righty on righty matchup to begin the third inning. Miller into the wind, and the first pitch is swung on and missed at 95 miles an hour by Chris Cease, his first at-bat of the series. Coming off back-to-back two-hit games in his time in San Antonio, Sunday and the previous Friday. Cease with two hits apiece. Good work for the shortstop. Second pitch swung on and missed. Same result on an almost identical pitch. This one a tick higher at 96 miles an hour. From Bryce Miller, only needed 11 pitches to strike out the side in order last inning. Three-pitch strikeout, a three-pitch strikeout, and then a four-pitch or five-pitch K. Went three Ks in a row last inning. Cease takes an extra pause before stepping back in the batter's box for the 0-2. Leading off here in the third inning. Bryce Miller slowly into the wind. The righty comes home with a sinker down and in. And ball one to Chris Cease. Just 27 pitches for Bryce Miller through two innings. And facing the 8, 9, and 1 hitters, he'll encounter Evan Carter again here in the third. The 1-2 offering to Chris Cease, a breaking ball low. Bryce Miller jumps around a little bit, frustrated that he's not locating, which he's rarely done, missing his spot. He's trying to fit that one at the knees to Chris Cease. Wearing the high socks, right-hand hitter with a black bat over his shoulder. The 2-2 from Bryce Miller. Swung on and hit hard to right field. This will take Perez back, turns his shoulders all the way to the warning track, and that ball is gone. Chris Cease leaves the yard to lead off the third inning. It's 2-1 Arkansas on the first home run of the year for Chris Cease. Took him opposite way on a two-strike pitch and just over the right center wall. And Frisco is on the board here in the third inning. First homer of the year for the shortstop. Now it's Scott Capers to the plate. Breaking ball to him is off the dish. Ball one. Chris Cease, like I said, coming off back-to-back two-hit games. He's also walked seven times in six games. Now adds a long ball. Adding to a good start to his first ever double-A season for Chris Cease. The 1-0 to Scott Capers swung on. This one's lifted high and deep to left field. It's tailing foul if it stays fair. It does not. It had a chance to get. No, it is fair ball. They say it's a just inside the line. Scott Capers digs in for second, slides in safely. And Scott Capers is in with a double. I saw the third base umpire, Alex Nash, raise his hands. I thought he was saying foul. He was saying safe. He was saying fair ball, but not over the wall in play. And Capers gets into second with a no-out double down the left field line. Well hit. Hung up in the air too long to, you know, high launch angle, so it didn't get out, but it got near the wall on the bounce. And Scott Capers has himself a two-bagger. He's at second base representing the tying run. Bottom of the third inning, Evan Carter to the plate. First pitch to him is taken down and in. So Frisco's starting to get to Bryce Miller a little bit. Bryce, who had not allowed a hit this game until Chris Cease's home run. Back-to-back extra base hits here for Frisco. The 1-0 from Bryce Miller. Looks back at second base, looks over at third where there's no runner, comes home, off-speed pitch, changeup, gets Evan Carter to swing and miss. Yesterday, Frisco had one extra base hit all game long. They had a double. That was it, David Garcia. They have more extra base hits here in the third inning alone, and there's not even any outs yet. Compared to yesterday. Here's the 1-1 to Evan Carter. It is a strike, breaking ball, a breaking pitch that's in there for strike two. 1-2 the count to Evan Carter, who grounded out in his first at-bat. Second time through the order for Bryce Miller. Nobody out, bottom of the third. Arkansas leads at 2-1. Here's the pitch to Evan Carter, swung on, ground ball foul, wide of first base, and clips off the wall near the tarp, which we hope will remain there for the entirety of this game and series. We thought we might see some rain today. It's been a beautiful day. A few clouds overhead, but just a beautiful sky. Nice temperatures here in Frisco. And looking forward to a great series here. And last a lot of home games because there's two road trips coming up, back-to-back road series after this one. The 1-2 to Evan Carter from Bryce Miller. Turns his head a couple times. Back to home, throws. Carter hits it to right field, not too deep. Coming in is Perez. He'll have a play on it. Makes the catch in the line drive. Scott Capers stays at second base. And it's a fly out to right field for Evan Carter. Not a pretty well-hit ball that stayed up in the air too long. He was hoping it would dunk down in front of Perez. But he is out number one here in the third inning. 2-1 Arkansas. Luis Angel Acuna to the plate with a chance to tie the ballgame. He had the bases loaded yesterday in the ninth inning, representing the go-ahead run in a 5-2 ball game. Ninth inning, trailing by three, bases loaded, one out. He bounced into a double play to end the game. First pitch to Acuna, slider he hits opposite way. Perez running towards the line. He misplays it, ran in front of it. It's over his head to the wall. It'll score a run. Capers around third. Acuna to second. He chops his feet and stops. It's an RBI double. A game-tying extra base hit for Luis Angel Acuna. Perez had a shot at it running down the right field side, and that ball went a little further than he thought. He took a poor angle at it, and by the time he made the lateral move to get there, it was over his head. He had to make a 90-degree turn and run back to the wall. Did well to get to it because I thought Acuna would get to third on that play with the poor angle, and he did well to hold Acuna to a double. It's now a tie game, 2-2. Acuna at second, Harris at the plate, high and away on the first offering from Bryce Miller. So Luis Angel Acuna gets the game-tying double. He now has a seven-game hit streak. And Dustin Harris a chance to give Frisco the lead. One ball, no strikes from Bryce Miller. He steps over and gets Acuna back to the bag. Miller had not allowed a hit the first seven batters he faced, striking out three in a row. Pitch well in the second inning. And the third inning has gone home run, double, fly out, double. Tie ball game. The 1-0 to Dustin Harris is taken over the plate, but low, just below the knees. And Harris is ahead now. Two balls and no strikes from Bryce Miller. Harris and Capers are the only players in this team with each type of extra base hit. A double, a triple, a home run for those two. Capers has already scored this inning. 2-0 pitch is fouled away. Harris hitting .243 coming in. He's walked today, his first of the year. Went 0 for 4 yesterday with three strikeouts. And showing better patience today with that walk and now ahead 2-1. He's the league or the team leader of the returning players for Frisco in stolen bases and home runs from last year. The 2-1 to Dustin Harris. Swung on and hit hard to right field. Perez running back. He'll have a play on it in front of the warning track. Catches. Acuna tags. The throw in from right field will not be in time, just barely. Acuna comes in standing and gets in there safely. So Dustin Harris advances the runner to third. He is the second out of the inning. A lot of fly balls to right field here. A home run over the wall. A double over Perez's head. And then two fly balls that the right fielder Perez caught. And now Dio Arias will try to put the ball in play as well. Get the go-ahead run in from third base. Frisco has not had a lead yet this series. Lost yesterday 5-2. This is game two of the week. Dio steps in, first pitch, breaking ball. He flies to center field. A high fly ball taking Kerwer back towards the warning track. Still going up against the wall, and that ball is gone. Dio Arias leaves the yard to left center. Two home runs in the inning for the Rough Riders. They take their first lead of the series. It's 4-2. With a little help from the wind, Dio Arias leaves the yard to left center. His first home run of the year. And the Rough Riders go from a 2-0 deficit this inning to a 4-2 advantage. Two-run shot. Dio Arias. One to left center. It scores Acuna from third. 4-2 Frisco. Two down bases empty for Thomas Sejasi. First pitch to Tommy. Swung on. Foul back. Bryce Miller looked so good in the second inning. Three-pitch strikeout. Another three-pitch strikeout. And then a five-pitch strikeout. Struck out the side in order. And he has gone the opposite way this inning. Frisco tagging him for four runs and two home runs in this inning alone. Bottom of the third continues. The 0-1 to Sejasi is outside for a ball. Bryce Miller had only needed 27 pitches to get through the first couple of innings. He has thrown 20 pitches this inning alone. Thomas Sejasi with the 1-1 pitch takes it outside, ball two. So Miller starting to lose track of the strike zone a little bit, has gotten hit around and gets behind, two balls and one strike to Thomas Sejasi, who was one of those three-pitch strikeout victims last inning. He swings and pops it up in a shallow left center field. Rivas running back, the shortstop gives way to the second baseman. Hoover can't make the catch. It falls in safely. Sejasi digging for second. He's in there safe with a head first slide. The third double of the inning for Frisco and the fifth extra base hit of the third on a little pop-up to shallow left center in no man's land. For some reason, Rivas, the shortstop, gave way to Hoover. He did have a better angle perhaps, but a longer way to go. And neither of the middle infielders could get it. It falls in with the wind pushing it into deeper left field. And Sejasi gets a double out of it. Kellen Strom is the eighth hitter of this inning to come to the plate. We'll have to wait for Michael Peoples, the pitching coach, to have a conversation with Bryce Miller, who has given up three doubles and two home runs in this inning. Who needs singles, after all? You can get four runs out of what Frisco has done this inning, their first four runs of the day, after only scoring two runs yesterday in the entire ball game.
We mentioned the wind earlier, and the wind is just wreaking havoc right now on Bryce Miller, but also the defenders for Arkansas. That double definitely wind-aided as it just kept on blowing and blowing, and it was a tough play for Rivas. And then the Dio Arias homer as well. That doesn't leave the yard, I don't think, without a little wind aid as well.
I think you're right. Kellen Strom steps in after the mound visit. Man at second, two down. A 4-2 advantage for Frisco. The pitch, he swings and fouls it first base side and out of play. It all started with Chris Cease homering. Solo shot to right center field. He got behind 0-2. So this inning began with Bryce Miller getting ahead four guys in a row. Two strikes. He struck out three in a row, but Chris Cease homered, and that just opened the floodgates. The 0-1 to Kellen Strom. Takes a breaking ball for a strike. A slider at 83. Kellen Strom, who was the other three-pitch strikeout victim. Miller went fastball, slider, fastball, and struck him out last inning. He again falls behind, nothing and two. Bryce Miller takes a peek back at second, where Sajacy is. Comes home with a fastball, hit towards second base, over his head, into right field, base hit. Sajacy gets the wave around. He will score, losing the batting helmet as he touches home. Kellen Strom gets a much-needed RBI single, and Frisco tacks on an insurance run. It's 5-2 Rough Riders, thanks to Kellen Strom.
And you feel for a guy like Kellen Strom, who's off to a tough start just like he was last year, and hopefully it won't take a month and a half. Talking to roving hitting instructor Eric Dorton earlier today before the ballgame, he said he's bound to just bounce back right away, and don't expect this slump to keep on going.
Kellen Strom may be starting a little hit streak there with the RBI single. Trevor Hover is next. First pitch to Trev is swung on and missed. And Miller finally getting a swing and a miss. Pretty much everything in the zone has been hittable this inning. And Frisco has gotten around for five extra base hits. That finally was the first single of the inning. And the sixth hit of the frame. The 0-1 to Hover. It's a changeup that looked over the plate, maybe a bit low. And ball one to Trevor Hover, ninth hitter of the order to come to the plate this inning. Cease homered, Capers doubled. After a flyout, Acuna doubled, Arias homered. Here's the 1-1 to Trevor Hover. He swings, a number toward short. Rivas runs over to his left. His only play is at first. He throws on the run and puts away Trevor Hover. And that finally is the inning. The Rough Riders bring nine players to the plate, get six hits, two home runs, three doubles, one left on, no errors, and five runs in for the Frisco Rough Riders. They lead it 5-2 over Arkansas to the fourth inning from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershagen, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Owen White has some run support after he gave up a 2-0 lead to the Arkansas Travelers, and I'm sure he was happy to watch the ball fly around the ballpark a little bit while he was in the dugout looking on as his teammates trotted around the base paths for a couple home runs, a 5-run inning. And Owen White now has a lead, 5-2. Which was the final score yesterday, just in the opposite direction. Arkansas was the 5-2 winner last night. Now Frisco leads 5-2. They're on to the fourth inning. Owen White comes set to face Jake Anchia to start the fourth. Spikes the first pitch for a ball. Through three innings from Riders Field. It's Arkansas with two runs on three hits, no errors. And Frisco with five runs on six hits, all in the same inning, and no errors. The 1-0 pitch is swung on, fouled back. And a 1-1 count now from Owen White. Second round pick back in 2018. Owen White only making his seventh double-A start. Four last year, third this year. The 1-1. Swung on, a chopper towards third. So JC has to run in. Fields on the grass, throws towards first. Arias picks it out and puts it away. It didn't skip into Arias' glove. I think he nabbed it just before it clipped the grass. And Jake Anchia grounds out to Thomas Ajayi. A nice running throw for the leadoff putout. One away for Logan Warmoth. 5-2 lead for Frisco. Top of the fourth. Now the entire playing surface under the clouds with the sun setting. In the shadows, I should say. First pitch to Warmoth is a strike. 0-1 the count to the designated hitter today, who tripled down the left field line for the first earned run, an RBI, first earned run that Owen White had allowed. 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. First earned run this season, his first two starts. Did not allow an earnie. Gave up two in the second inning, then a scoreless third, and got some run support after that. The 1-1. Breaking ball, a check swing, and Warmoth did not have any idea where that ball was going. He fouls it back, and a 1-2 count on Warmoth. Owen White drafted back in 2018, dealt with some injuries like Zach talked about earlier, but now healthy. Here's the 1-2. Fastball hit towards center field. Evan Carter tracking it towards the gap on the run. Reaches out, makes the catch. Good jump from Evan Carter to get into the alley and make the put out to rob Logan Warmoth of extra bases. Two away here in the fourth inning. Owen White, like I said, drafted in 2018. It's a productive draft in 2018 across Major League Baseball. As Patrick Frick steps in, two outs, nobody on. The first player from that 2018 draft to make the major leagues got there the very next year in 2019 when Nico Horner came in. First pitch from Owen White's in the dirt for a ball. Nico Horner with the Cubs, debuted in 2019. Since the 2018 draft, there's been 23 players from the first round of that draft alone who have made it to the big leagues. 23. Here's the 1-0 to Frick. He swings and fouls it away. 1-1. Owen White was a second rounder. There's been eight guys, compatriots of his in the second round, who have made it to the bigs already. A lot of Seattle guys. After all, the Travelers are a Seattle affiliate. A lot of guys with the Mariners were in that 2018 draft. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, fouled away. First base sign. It's 1-2. Jared Kelenic, Cal Raleigh, Logan Gilbert, all 2018 draftees. Nico Horner, Nick Madrigal, they were the same draft. Alec Bohm, Jonathan India, Shane McClanahan. How about Trevor Larnach, Stephen Kwan, Drew Rasmussen, all Oregon State products. Got to give the Beavers a little love. You got to. They're all 2018. No, you don't. I do. Here's the 1-2 to Patrick Frick. It's low for a ball. The first pick of that draft was Casey Mize.
Out of Auburn.
But Horner has been arguably the most productive, highest war of any guy in that group. But a lot of guys, Owen White in that same draft. Here's the 2-2 from Owen, swung on, a line drive to right. That gets down for a base hit. It's almost directly at Trevor Hover, who stops it and holds Frick to a single. A two-out base hit, and brings up Connor Hoover. Frisco is still leading 5-2, top of the fourth.
Well, remember in that draft, Nick Madrigal seemed to be the best middle infield bat out of the Pac-12, and it turned out Nico Horner was a better middle infield bat. And Nico Horner was taken later than Madrigal, who was taken fourth overall. And Horner's turned in a really nice career in Chicago.
You're not hating on my man, Nick Madrigal, right? Give him some love. Connor Hoover steps in, left-hand hitter, who fouls one off the catcher Capers. Barely clipped him. He's okay. But you're right. I mean, Horner has been excellent. A couple Chicago Cubs. But Owen White drafted in the second round, 2018. Now the double-A level and cruising along. He shows signs of being able to progress further, only making it near the end of last year up from Hickory in high A. Two outs. Here's the 0-1 from Owen White. From the stretch, he deals at the bottom of the zone and just below, at 93 miles an hour. And ball one to Connor Hoover.
Nick Madrigal is off to a good start this season. He just hasn't been able to stay on the field over the course of his career. When he's been on the field, he's been good. He hasn't played more than what? Hasn't played 70 games in a season through 4 years.
So JC, the third baseman, backs up. The 1-1 pitch, line to right field. Hover coming over. He will slide. Did he trap the ball? Did he catch it? He made the catch just before the ball hit the grass. Trevor Hover slides in and steals a base hit away to end the inning. Connor Hoover flies out, and it's a scoreless frame for Owen White. The Rough Riders maintain the 5-2 lead. We're on to the bottom of the fourth in the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Lodge.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, just like last inning, Chris Cease will lead things off against Bryce Miller. He homered last inning, and Frisco took a lead of 5-2. That's still the score, bottom of the fourth, here from Riders Field. First pitch slider from Bryce Miller, and it is towards the inside corner, gets a strike. It's 0-1. Got ahead of Chris Cease. Two strikes on him, and Chris flew a ball to right field for his first home run of the year to lead off last inning. The 0-1 to Chris. It hits the outside, just off the plate. Ball one. 1-1. Chris Cease homering to get Frisco on the board. They ended up bringing 9 to the plate, scoring 5 runs on 6 hits. They lead 5-2. Here's the 1-1. He swings, and a ground ball towards short. Moving over, Rivas gets in front of it, straddles the ball, throws to first in time, and puts away Chris Cease. One away for Scott Capers here in this 5-2 ball game. Frisco just 7 hits yesterday the entire game. They're 1 shy of that today. They drew 5 walks in the game, which is decent. 4 of them were by the same player. That was Evan Carter, who is now on deck. The problem was the guys behind Carter couldn't bring him around. Scott Capers steps in, 1 out, nobody on. Bryce Miller into the wind, a slider off the plate. Oh, it did hit the outside corner for a strike. Capers at the plate. Evan Carter walked 4 times yesterday as the leadoff man, but then the 2-3-4 hitters combined for 1 hit yesterday. And he never did score. Here's the 0-1. Slider again towards the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's nothing and 2 on Scott Capers. So Frisco struggled to score yesterday, 2 runs in the ballgame and lost 5-2. But today they lead 5-2. Capers at the plate, hitting .368 this year, coming in. He's added a double today and scored a run. 0-2 upcoming from Miller, who shakes off the first sign from Jake Anchia. Now into the winds, and a slider hit back up the middle. It lands just beyond the infield. A base hit for Scott Capers. He's got 2 base hits today. 2-for-2, the 9-hole hitting catcher, has had an excellent start to this season. Gets a 1-out single here in the fourth inning.
Well, between Capers and Garcia, the Rough Riders entered into today hitting .333 as a catching core. That's second best in the Texas League. And he just continues with 2 more hits. Talking to him when we were on the road in San Antonio, he said, "This year I'm really just trying not to do anything. Just keeping it as simple as I can."
I love that. Evan Carter, who's never a man to not do anything, he's all over the place, is at the plate. Left-hand hitter swings, a chopper right side of the infield, a sliding stop by Hoover, up with the ball, throws to first, and puts away Evan Carter. Nice stop by Hoover, going to his left, reaching out with a glove, spinning as he got up, throws to first, and retires Carter. On the play, Capers advances to second, 2 outs.
And on that Scott Capers, a great play there by the second baseman Hoover, but on that Capers base hit, he gets down 0-2, calls for timeout, collects himself, and then gets a slider in the middle of the plate and serves it right back up the middle. I mean, that's just such a professional and mature at-bat from the catcher.
He's in scoring position with two down. First pitch to Acuna, swung on, swinging out of his shoes almost for strike one. 5-2 lead for Frisco. Acuna trying to get an insurance run RBI. He had a run batted in last inning, a double to right field. He's behind nothing and one with Scott Capers at second base. Here's the pitch. He swings and flies it to right field. Softly hit down the line. It lands fair just inside the line. Capers around third. He will score. Acuna into second for his second double of the ball game. An RBI two-bagger for Luis Angel Acuna. It's not a replay. Two doubles to right field, both for RBIs. And this one makes it a 6-2 ball game with Frisco in front in the fourth inning. Seven-game hit streak for Acuna keeps on tacking on. And now Dustin Harris, the batter. Four-run lead for Frisco in the fourth inning. Bryce Miller cruised through two innings, and he has struggled in the third and fourth. Now facing Dustin Harris, righty-lefty matchup, throws the two-seam fastball is outside, ball one. Good to see Acuna hitting right-hand hitters well. He came in really good hitting against lefties. Started out 5-for-7 against left-hand pitchers. He's going to have to face a lot of righties in this pitching staff for Arkansas. The 1-0 is swung on and chopped foul at the plate. It hit the ankle of Dustin Harris. It goes down to a knee after some self-inflicted pain on the foul ball. Back up to his feet and seems okay. Acuna bluffed a steal from second base but stayed put. One ball and one strike to Dustin Harris. Two down. Frisco tacking on a run here in the fourth inning after plating five last frame. Five runs in the third. One more run in the fourth, and they lead it 6-2. Bryce Miller ready to go, as is Dustin Harris for the 1-1. Here's the pitch from Miller. Another changeup, this time outside for a ball. And it's 2-1 to Dustin Harris. Mentioned that he's the returning leader on this squad in home runs and stolen bases, and that's even with the time he missed due to injury last year. 17 homers, 19 bases stolen. The 2-1 to Harris. He swings, a chopper foul. This time, luckily, misses the ankles and just goes harmlessly into the padding behind home plate. Harris fouling one off his foot earlier this at-bat. He's okay. He walked earlier today, flew out to right field in his second plate appearance. As Acuna at second, two down. Shortstop Rivas in the back pocket of Acuna, taking his lead from second base. Here's the 2-2. Harris swings and fouls it into the netting behind home plate and stays alive. 17 home runs a year ago, 19 steals, and missed time with that wrist injury in August, and yet still was third on the team in those categories and first among players returning to the squad this year. So they'll rely on him early this season to bring some offense. 2-2 to Dustin Harris from Bryce Miller. Time is called before the 2-2 offering to Harris, who steps out and takes a practice swing and will step back in. Acuna, the RBI double to score Scott Capers here in the fourth inning. Let's see if Frisco can cash in for a crooked number here in the fourth inning. The 2-2 to Harris is taken off the outer portion of the plate, ball three. A full count to Dustin Harris. Orlando Lakes, Florida native, and product of St. Petersburg College in Florida. JUCO product. Now the AA level, looking for a two-out, two-strike RBI. Payoff pitch up coming from Bryce Miller. The righty deals. It's inside and low, and ball four to Dustin Harris. He did not have a walk this season until today, and he has collected two of them. That one on a full-count pitch, and now it's Dio Arias who homered in his last at-bat. A two-run shot that gave Frisco the lead. A go-ahead RBI for the Cuban. Came in hitting 200 with just one extra base hit, and it was a double. And he's got a home run today. Steps in with runners at first and second. Two down. Bottom of the fourth inning. 6-2 lead for Frisco. The wind continuing to blow out to left center, which helped Arias with his home run that direction. Last inning. First pitch from Bryce Miller is swung on, a high fly ball foul. Right field side towards the Arkansas bullpen where there's nobody throwing right now. Fourth inning and Miller starting to get taxed a little bit. A couple relievers standing and walking around there. Miller started out so well in the first couple innings but has now elevated to 72 pitches today. 0-1 the count to Dio Arias with two aboard. Acuna at second. Harris looking his way at first base. The one strike pitch from Bryce Miller from the stretch. Here it comes to Arias, low and away for a ball. Dio coming over from Cuba. He's been the Rangers organization for several years now. He came over, signed almost about 7 years ago now. I asked him recently what food he misses from Cuba. And the first one he said was black rice. That's the main one from Cuba that he wishes he could have more often. Here's the 1-1 to Arias. He swings and fouls it back. Black rice, pork, and plantains. Not too common in most places in the U.S. Not used as often, at least. Arias, whatever he's eating, it's working out today with that two-run home run. The go-ahead shot for Dio. And Frisco has tacked on two more runs since then. They lead at 6-2. Two aboard, but two down here in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch to Arias. Breaking ball. He hits it to right field. Towards the gap. Perez running over. He will get there in time and put it away to end the inning. Frisco strands a couple, but does score one run on a Luis Angel Acuna double to bring around Scott Capers. And Frisco extends the lead at 6-2. As we move on to the fifth inning, Zach Bigley will return on the call when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Line.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Thursday, April 20th. Bring your four-legged furry friends out for a Rough Riders baseball game, enjoy the HEB family lawn beyond the outfield, or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Peporium. See you at Bark in the Park, Thursday, April 20th. First pitch at 6:35.
Woo woo!
Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bring the beat in.
Leo Rivas starts things off in the top of the fifth inning. It's 6-2. Rough Riders out in front of the Arkansas Travelers. And Owen White deals. A bunt. A strike call to the bottom of the zone. And it's 0-1 as Rivas pulled back. The Rough Riders with five runs in the third, one run in the fourth, after trailing 2-0 in the second inning. 0-1. Hard ground ball to the right side of the infield. Luis Angel Acuna swallows it up and fires across to get Rivas. And there's one away in the fifth. Tanner Kerwer takes his turn at the plate. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Arkansas, two runs on four hits and no errors so far through four and a third innings. Owen White, only two strikeouts. But the lone inning that Arkansas didn't need damage against him was in the second. Only one hit in that inning. He stretches and pitches. Oh, off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. In that inning, it was an RBI triple by Logan Warmoth, and then he came in to score on a sac fly, a diving catch by Evan Carter in center. 1-0. Clips the outside corner, a strike. One ball and one strike on Kerwer. So all in all, Owen White still pretty darn good. His first two runs allowed all season. The pitch is fouled back up this way. Oh my goodness. That was coming on direct line and hit the very front of the overhang right in front of us. I was worried that was going to hit just about 2 inches higher and roll up this way.
I thought so too.
White delivers home. Check swing off the outside corner. He went around. Capers collects in the dirt, tags him for strike three. And there are two away on the third strikeout for Owen White. My heart's still beating a little bit.
It should be. I would have protected you. Don't worry. I would have jumped in front.
Really?
No.
I didn't think so. I was jumping in front of my computer already.
Not because I don't care. I just trust you. You can handle it on yourself. I'm on your own.
Your trust is misguided. Robbie Tenorowicz now. First pitch. High and tight. Backed away from it. One ball, no strikes. I've had a couple up here in the last few years, but not too many. Come screaming up here, though, when they do. The pitch. On the inside corner for a strike. Slider at 87 from White, and it's 1-1. Tenorowicz has reached twice today. Single and a walk. 1-1 pitch. Fouled back. Still one ball. Now one ball and two strikes. 6-2, Rough Riders lead, top of the fifth inning in this game two of the six-game series between the Rough Riders and Travelers. White kicks in the 1-2. Low off the outside corner. Went curveball and missed with it. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders took 11 of 18 from the Travelers last year. It was a Travelers team that played their best baseball in the second half of the season when the Rough Riders didn't see them at all. Frisco actually finished up with them in the first series of the second half after the All-Star break. 2-2. A high drive into right field. This sends Hover back to the warning track, looking up at the fence, and it hits off the base of the wall. Tenorowicz around first on his way to second. Hover's throw is offline, and Tenorowicz, who they call Bird, goes flying into the second base bag, diving in with a two-out double. And brings Robbie Perez Jr. to the plate. Tenorowicz, kind of an odd cat, and he likes it that way. They call him Bird. It was Bert because of Robbie. Robert is his name. And then that became from Bird, or from Bert to Bird. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. Perez takes a strike inside corner at the knees, 0-1. And that was when he was in college at Cal. And right around that time, Marlon Bird signed with the Giants. And so one of his college teammates said, "You're going to be Bird with a Y." And it was B-Y-R-D, and that's how he got his nickname. 0-1. Misses up high, and it's one ball and one strike. And that's how he introduces himself, too. Bird.
And now you've got a Robert at the plate, Robert Perez. I don't know if he has a nickname. We can call him something else, but Robbie and then Robert.
Robbie to Robert. 1-1. Ground ball up the middle. Sees to his left. Dives. Can't get it. It's through into left center for a base hit. Tenorowicz around third, and he comes in to score. And it's the third run of the day for Arkansas. It's now 6-3, Rough Riders. RBI single for Robert, scoring Robbie. It's his eighth RBI of the year. It's back to a three-run contest, and here comes John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach. We'll go chat with Owen White. We had a good conversation with Goble before today's ballgame, Josh, talking about Owen White and other pitchers on this Rough Riders staff, but said he wanted to see that fastball elevated from him today and locating the breaking balls, the slider especially. It's been good tonight, and if it weren't for that second inning with the two walks and that triple that got away from Dustin Harris, you're looking at a very clean start from the right hander.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple things similar with him and Jack Leiter. The fastball elevated is pretty key. Baseball has changed so much where, you know, we were growing up, conventional wisdom, keep the ball down. You avoid home runs by not throwing elevated. Well, we've kind of realized that's not true. Low pitches can get hit far, and high pitches can get swung on and missed. You get a fastball with a lot of spin, you get hitters to swing underneath it. And so Jack Leiter and Owen White can both use that to advantage on their four-seam fastball if they throw it top of the zone.
So two outs, one in, runner at first. And the first pitch on the way is grounded up the middle, past White, diving to his left. Acuna comes up from second, fields, tags the runner, Perez, as he's flying by him. And there's the final out of the inning. So Isaiah Gilliam grounds into the fielder's choice to retire the side in the fifth inning. One run across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base in the fifth. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 6, the Travelers 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing. The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fifth inning at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, in a blustery but beautiful Wednesday night. Thomas Zajac will start things off for the Rough Riders, to be followed by Kellen Strom and Trevor Hover against Bryce Miller, who's back into his windup, and the right-hander issues in the first pitch. Just off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes to Zajac, who doubled back in the third. He's one for two today. Bryce Miller coming into this inning, 77 pitches. The 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner in the dirt, skips away from the catcher and Chia. And it's two balls and no strikes. And even though he's coming out here to start this inning, there is action in the bullpen for Arkansas. It's Colin Kober who is loosening up. 2-0 offering. So JC swings and misses on a fastball. And it's two balls and one strike. And the Rough Riders also have action in their bullpen. It's John Matthews who is loosening. So he'll probably come in for Owen White in the sixth inning. Miller, the 2-1. Low off the outside corner. Three balls and one strike to Zajac. The Rough Riders had six hits in the third inning. Those are their first six hits of the night against Miller. The 3-1. Zajac swings, pops it skyward, right center field and shallow. Perez coming in, calls everyone off loudly and makes the catch. One away in the fifth. Kellen Strom to the plate. This man had the lone single of the inning. It was five consecutive extra base hits. Homer, double, double, homer, double. And then Kellen Strom with the RBI single. He's one for two today after a three-pitch strikeout in the second inning. The Rough Riders figured out Miller a little bit. First pitch. Away, and it's one ball and no strikes, and that's been the thing for Bryce Miller this year, the big inning. Trying to avoid that big inning that has plagued him the entire year. He flicks in the 1-0. Just dips off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. The talent is undeniable with the right-hander. Fastball has dipped a little bit in velocity as the start has gone on. He's been 99, topping out at it in the second inning. 2-0. Fouled back this way off to our right. Two balls and one strike to Strong. And it's sitting more in the 95-96 mile an hour range. Still nothing to shake your head at. Two balls and one strike on Strong. And Miller comes home. Ground ball chopped on two hops out to short. Rivas fields head high, gets behind his throw and fires across in time to get Strong. Two down. Trevor Hover looking for his first hit of the night. In fact, he's the only Rough Riders player not named Evan Carter who hasn't reached. Carter is an uncharacteristic 0 for 4 in this series, but he did walk four times yesterday, so there's that. Rough Riders leading 6-3, bottom half of the fifth inning. Here she comes. Hover raises his hands, takes high and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders, when they've won this year, they've won big. Currently leading by three runs. The 1-0. Strike on the outside corner, 1-1. If this score were to hold, there'd be two firsts for the Rough Riders. It would be their first win in a save situation on the year. Their previous smallest margin of victory, 6 runs. 1-1. Line drive the opposite way, fisted into left field, and it dunks in for a base hit. And Trevor Hover picks up a two-out single in the fifth inning. His first hit of the day. Chris C. steps to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a homer and a ground out to short. 6-3 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the fifth inning. The other thing that would happen that hasn't happened this year is the Rough Riders would have a come-from-behind victory as they trailed 2-0 early on. Well, the manager for the Travelers, Mike Freeman, is out of the dugout, and he's going to take the ball from Bryce Miller. Miller is done in his start after 4 2/3 innings, and we'll see Colin Kober out of the bullpen when we return. 2 outs in the fifth inning. Rough Riders with a runner at first, leading 6-3. We'll step aside, return after this pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Familiar face comes out on the hill for Arkansas. It's Colin Kober, who takes over in the fifth inning with two outs, a runner at first. Chris Cease steps to the plate. Saw Colin Kober a bunch last year and the year before. Third season with Arkansas. And through 44 outings last year. Right-handed sidearm, first pitch. Slider comes inside on Chris Cease, and it's 1-1, no strikes. 6-3 Rough Riders, home half of the fifth. Colin Kober, like Rough Riders reliever Grant Anderson, out of McNeese State, also a sidearmer. Hover leads from first, the pitch. Fastball clips the outer edge of the knees, and it's 1-1, 1-strike. If you were to watch them and kind of put them on an overlay, they would look practically identical, and that's because Grant Anderson credits Colin Kober with teaching him how to throw a sidearm when they were both in college at McNeese State. The 1-1. Fouled away, right side. It's 1-2, and those two have gotten to catch up a bunch over the last now 3 seasons, with both of them throwing here in AA in parts of the last 3 years.
And it's unmistakable. I mean, when you said, who does he remind you of? I was thinking, is there some MLB pitcher whose delivery is similar to, I saw one pitch and said, oh, it's Grant Anderson.
1-2. Hard liner up the middle. Caught at second by Connor Hoover. Diving off to his right side, a backhanded grab, and he picks it out of the air for the final out of the fifth inning. Hard hit by Cease, but could not sneak it into center. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top six coming up. Rough Riders lead the Travelers 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
John Matthews, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders, as we go to the top of the sixth inning. It's 6-3, Frisco out in front. Jake Anchia, Logan Warmoth, and Patrick Frick, the three that he'll face in the sixth. It's 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders, or I should say in the Arkansas order. Matthews replaces Owen White for Frisco on the mound. And the final line, not the prettiest in the world for White. He allows three runs, all earned over his five innings on six hits. Struck out three and walked three, but he is in line for the victory. It'll be his first win of the year. First pitch to Anchia. Low and away off the outside corner, a slider from John Matthews, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. John Matthews, one of seven Rough Riders relievers who has yet to allow a run this year. The pitch. Inside, it's 2-0 and no strikes. Matthews, the 25-year-old, 6'1", 190 pounds, out of Kent State. 2-0. Slider inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. So far this year, 4 1/3 innings, he's allowed just two hits, four strikeouts, and two walks. 2-1. Low off the outside corner, 3-1. And he has been a welcome addition to this bullpen in 2023 that has just been dynamite. 3-1 on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-2. The Frisco Rough Riders bullpen has a 1.80 ERA this year. The pitch. Flicked foul off to the right side. It's still 3-2 on Anchia. Not only is that the best in the Texas League, that's third best in all of minor league baseball. They have been flat-out dominant. Only allowed three earned runs in six games last week in San Antonio. The pitch is grounded foul at the plate, and it's still 3-2. And it's one thing to be like, yeah, they have a good starter's ERA, but the bullpen is a culmination of a bunch of different guys that all have to throw really well. And they have been really, really good all season. One of the best in the minors. Matthews winds back and delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Strike three. First strikeout for Matthews, and there's one away in the sixth. That brings Logan Warmoth to the plate. What puts it even more in perspective for the Rough Riders relievers, they've only allowed nine earned runs this year. Three of those came from Nick Krauth, who's a starter who worked out of the bullpen in long relief on opening weekend. Wind back and the pitch on the way. Eye off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. So when you actually look at the guys who are in the bullpen long-term for the Rough Riders, Frisco relievers have only allowed six earned runs. Pitch comes across in the outside corner for a strike, and it's now 1-1. The numbers just get crazier and crazier the more that you look at them. 1-1. Hit high in the air, shallow left field. Cease going back from short. Harris coming in from left. He calls him off and makes the catch. A two up, two down against Matthews, who hasn't broken a sweat yet. And Patrick Frick makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders lead 6-3 in the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders' overall earned run average, 2.76, is more than a run better than the next closest team in the Texas League. High, high atop the league. The pitch. Breaking ball, outside edge. Called strike on the curveball, and it's 0-1. They have been that good on the pitching side of things. The 0-1. Off the outside corner in the dirt, one ball and one strike. And remember, for the most part, this is a team that came in with all the talk about the offensive side, and of course, the starting pitching as well, but it's been the bullpen that's been the early story. The pick. Just off the outside corner, well-located fastball. Didn't get the call. Sean Sparling, the home plate umpire, and it's 2-1. 6-3 Rough Riders. Top of the sixth, the 2-1. Ground ball, third baseline, pass to diving Sajacy, and it's foul down the left field line. 2-2 on Frick on a very close call. Sajacy diving to the backhand side, just out of his reach, and is also just outside the third base line. Sajacy might have gotten the wind knocked out of him as well. He had his hands on his knees, and now just brushing off some dirt. Alex Nash, the crew chief, making the call down the third base line. He was yesterday's home plate umpire. But 2-2, 2 outs. Patrick Frick, 1-for-1 with a sacrifice fly and a single. Here's Matthews with the 2-2. He drops down sidearm and strikes him out swinging on a breaking ball off the outside corner. Two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 inning for John Matthews. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom six coming up. Rough Riders leading by 3 on the Riders Baseball Network and Valley's Live. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Get your golf on April 21st with the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Night. The Rough Riders are partnering with PGA Frisco on April 21st, so come get a free koozie at the gates on the way in, check out the PGA Golf Trophy at the game, and enjoy all of our golf-themed activities throughout the evening. There's also a ticket package available that includes 2 golf towels and discounted tickets to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in May. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com, and we'll see you on April 21st. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders trying to tack on, leading 6-3 as we go to the home half of the sixth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Homestand number 2 and game number 11 of 138 in 2023. 9-1-2 due up for the Rough Riders against Colin Cobert. Scott Capers to start things off, who's 2-for-2 today. And the first pitch. This is just high with a breaking ball, and it's 1-0 from the sidearm thrower, Cobert. Scott Capers, double and a single in his last 2 trips in the third and fourth innings, respectively. 1-0. He swings and misses on a good breaking ball away, and it's 1-1, but this is a tough at-bat for any right-handed man at the plate. Colin Cobert has only made 3 appearances entering tonight on the young season. And in that small sample size, right-hander is hitting just .222 against him. 1-1. On the inside corner with a slider for a strike, and it's 1-2. If you go back to last year, which is a much larger sample size, right-handers hit just right-handers hit just .134 against him. The pitch is popped up back behind home, and the catcher and Chia off with a mask. He has room off to his right side, makes the catch. Capers, the catcher, pops out to Anchia, the catcher, and there's 1 out in the sixth inning. Top of the order, and Evan Carter, he looks to become the only, or the last Rough Rider to reach base tonight.
Can't imagine you'd have Evan Carter as your last man to reach base in this order.
Yeah, we've reached 9 out of 10 times. He's been the calling card. If you can trust this guy to get on, but he's been humble and say, hey, you guys take care of it. I'll join the party later, maybe.
First pitch. He takes outside with the slider. 1-1, no strikes. League leader in walks with 12. He's walked 7 times in the last 2 games, so that'll help your league standing just a little bit. The 1-0. He swings, grounds it left side, backhanded stop, shortstop, Rivas, and it goes under his glove and into left field. And Evan Carter says, I think I'll get on now. It's an infield single that just sneaks through into the outfield. And Evan Carter has now reached safely in 10 of 11 games this year. Luis Sanel Acuna stands in. We talked so much about Carter in the last few days and how he has exceeded somehow massive expectations coming into this year. Entering into today, despite going 0-for-1 yesterday, still 6th in the league in batting average, hitting .378 the pitch. Low to Acuna, and it's 1-1, no strikes. 6th in hits, tied for 1st in homers, 2nd in RBIs, 1st in walks, 4th in the league in OPS. It's all over the place in the leaderboards and still the 2nd youngest player in the Texas League. 1-0 pitch to the 5th youngest. Acuna takes outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. It goes Davison de los Santos, the 19-year-old for Amarillo. Then Evan Carter. Then Jordan Lawler, the 20-year-old for Amarillo. The 2-0. Slips to the top of the zone for a strike, 2-1. And then a couple Rough Riders, Tommy Sajacy. And this man, Luis Angel Acuna, is the 5 youngest in the league. All position players. Throw goes over to first, and Carter's back in. You want to keep an eye on him. He's 3-for-5 in steals this year. Acuna with RBI doubles in consecutive at-bats. He's 2-for-3. 7-game hitting streak now for the young infielder. 2-1. Off the plate. Away and misses. 3 balls, 1 strike. Acuna entered hitting .370, 10-for-27 on the 6-game hitting streak. It was such a struggle for Acuna initially coming up from high A. There were a lot of talks about his chase rate when he first came to the double A level. The pitch inside for ball 4. He's worked a walk, so 2 aboard with 1 out in the 6th inning for the Rough Riders, and here's Dustin Harris. But it's hard to really criticize a guy who's 20 years old and coming up to double A towards the end of the season at any level. And so he came up here, struggled a little bit, but he's turned that around this year and really shown not only the incredible offensive prowess, but talking to manager Carlos Cardoza, he said Acuna had the best defensive series he's seen him down in San Antonio. And that means a lot from Cardoza, who's had Acuna for years, dating all the way back to the Dominican Summer League. They kind of came up together. The pitch. Harris takes a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Acuna made some incredible plays defensively down in San Antonio, including one of the more athletic double plays that you'll see, where he, as a second baseman, fielded the ball on the shortstop side of the second base bag. Cobra from the stretch in the 0-1. Inside with a breaking ball on Harris, we're even at 1-1, 1-strike. And then stopped on a dime, basically. Reached his left foot out, tapped the base, and while basically almost doing the splits, threw sidearm onto first base for the double play. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball. Back pick down to first, and a great play by Tanerowicz to block it in the dirt. Carter onto third, and he's safe there. Wow, what heads-up base running by Evan Carter. And Chia tried to back pick Acuna at first. Tanerowicz blocked it down in the dirt. And then while he was trying to pick up the baseball, Carter took off for third. And just a great baseball IQ play for Evan Carter taking third base. One ball, 2 strikes on Harris. Cobra, a long hold. Runners on the corners now in the pinch. Low off the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 6-3 Rough Riders trying to add on bottom half of the 6th. Cobra delivers. Inside, nearly hit him.
Fastball misses, and it's 3-2. Base is open. Dio Arias on deck. He homered in the third. Throw goes over to first, and Acuna's back in. If Acuna were to take off here, who has 2 steals already on the season, Arkansas has to be very aware of Evan Carter and his speed at third. Right-hander comes home with a 3-2. Acuna takes off. The pitch is swung on, hit high in the air out to right field. Perez giving ground back near the warning track. He's under it, makes the catch. Carter tags from third. The throw goes into second. Carter comes in to score, and the Rough Riders pad their lead. They now lead 7-3. Sacrifice fly for Dustin Harris. He knocks in his 6th run of the season. And that brings Dio Arias to the plate.
And there's that base running by Carter. I mean, that play was simple. Just run home, no problem. But it's the play to get from second to third that leads to a run on just a back pick attempt at first, and Carter gets to third in that sequence. And without that, Frisco doesn't get a run out of that sequence.
They do mark it as an E2 on Anchia, by the way, on that throw. The pitch to Arias is inside. Acuna takes off for second. The throw is not in time. Acuna with his 3rd steal in his many attempts this year. And more base running by these pesky young Rough Riders. And now Acuna a little bit shaken up behind second base, walking it off behind the bag. Takes off his helmet and grimacing in pain. Can't really tell where he's hurting, as it looks like he's grabbing his stomach area. He got the wind knocked out of him. He dove in head first, and that's always a little dangerous. All right, he's going to stay in. He's good to go. 1-0, the count on the Riders' first baseman. The pitch. High drive, deep left field. You can forget about this one. Long gone for a 2-run homer. Dio Arias with his 2nd long ball of the night, and the Rough Riders have blown this baby open. It's 9-3 Frisco. Oh, baby, 424 feet over the in-touch home run terrace. Dio Arias launched that thing to the moon. 103 off the bat. No doubt from the second it left his bat, and the Rough Riders have opened up a huge lead on Arkansas in game 2. Here's Thomas Ajayce, and the first pitch. Cober fits it on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. So Dio Arias with another 2-homer game. He had one at the beginning of the season last year with the Rough Riders. It's his 2nd of his career. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2.
Almost on the anniversary.
I was about to say, yep, yeah. April 21st, 2022 last year. It's April 19th. The pitch is cut on and missed off the outside corner for strike 3, and Thomas Ajayce goes down on strikes to end the inning. We go to the top of the 7th. Rough Riders strike for 3 more runs in the 6th and now lead it 9-3. Josh Wardenbeck on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We head on to the seventh inning. Thanks for joining us here on the Riders Baseball Network. John Matthews stays in the ballgame as the reliever for the Rough Riders, who have opened up a healthy lead. 9-3 is the score for Frisco ahead of the Arkansas Travelers, the top team in the league in terms of win-loss record. Frisco trying to give them their third loss of the year. John Matthews into the line. First pitch, a two-seam fastball away for a ball to Connor Hoover. Steps in to lead off the seventh inning. The nine-hole hitter was flown out and walked today. The 1-0 from Matthews. A curveball for ball two, just a bit low. Speaking of the ninth hitter in the lineup, Adam Wainwright made a start today in the Texas League. Going to start for the Springfield Cardinals. Here's the 2-0. Swung on and missed from Hoover. 2-1 the count from Matthews. A rehabber from the Big League Cardinals. Started for the AA Springfield Cardinals against Midland at noon today and gave up a home run to their ninth hitter in the lineup. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and missed. The breaking ball gets Matthews' second strike. It's a heck of a day for Michael Goldberg to come in. You're a AA player. You face Adam Wainwright and homer off him on a day game here on a Wednesday in early April, or mid-April. Here's the 2-2 from Matthews. It tails low and away. On a changeup for a ball. Three balls and two strikes from John Matthews, who's piggybacking today. That was his plan coming in. He knew he'd get at least a couple innings following Owen White. Here's the payoff to Connor Hoover. A slider down and in. And ball four from John Matthews allows his first base runner so far today.
That's a big hit to the legacy of Adam Wainwright. That's tough.
Two earned runs in three innings today.
Oof.
He did not look like a future major league. He is a future and former and current and all of that major leaguer. He's an excellent player. But
I was going to say, when he qualifies for the Hall of Fame voting, they're going to be talking about Michael Goldberg and his homer off of him.
That's what's going to keep him out.
Exactly.
Leo Rivas snaps in. It's an infield shift. First pitch to him is over the plate but low. Third baseman Sajacy playing even with a cut of the grass. Now backs up just a bit, even on the baseline. Shortstop Chris Cease close to second base. Acuna playing in the hole at second. And Arias holding the runner on at first. Nobody out in the seventh inning. The 1-0 from Matthews is a fastball below the zone. And ball two. Frisco 9, Arkansas 3. After Dio Arias homered his second of the game. Whereas Arkansas had that thing to brag about yesterday, two home runs for Robert Perez. And today it's Dio Arias' turn. John Matthews sees his catcher, Scott Capers, walk out for a brief mound visit. But a chat earlier today with John Matthews just about his trip to the AA level. He's passed through the various minor league affiliates of the Texas Rangers. Comes from a small town in Pennsylvania. It's more well known for a famous groundhog than it is baseball players. He's from Punxsutawney. The 2-0 from Matthews is down and in, ball three. Three balls, no strikes, runner at first. A 9-3 lead for Frisco in the seventh inning. Matthews, who used to sell soda for his Little League fundraisers on the every year when Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog, would come out of the hole and decide, do we have six more weeks of winter? There's a 3-0. It's over the plate. First strike, it's 3-1. So John Matthews going from there to Kent State. Fairly small college. It's not Power 5 or anything like that. And then enjoyed kind of the smaller towns, Kinston and Hickory, single-A affiliates. Here's a 3-1 from John from the stretch. A breaking ball for a strike. It's 3-2. So two consecutive guys. He gets to a full count. He walked Hoover and now facing Leo Rivas. Now in the biggest city he's played in yet, Frisco, population over 200,000, of course, near Dallas and Fort Worth. Here's the payoff from John Matthews. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Pulled the string, and he gets Rivas to swing over it. Strike three. Third punch out for John Matthews of the four outs he has recorded. One away here in the seventh inning. Tanner Kerwer is the batter. Runner at first for Arkansas. John Matthews, the pitcher. There's a guy from Punxsutawney who was a bit of an inspiration for him. There's not a lot of guys who have gotten to the major league level from that city, but there was one when he was growing up. First pitch to Kerwer, off speed, hit hard down the third baseline, hugs the line, gets inside the third base bag, a fair ball down the corner. Harris scoops it up in foul ground down the line. And Kerwer in a second for a stand-up double. It advances Hoover to third. And two in scoring position
for the Arkansas Travelers here in the seventh inning. Double down the left field line for Tanner Kerwer. The second hit of the day. And now it's Robbie Tanerowitz, a chance to add on to his RBI total. He leads the league with 17. And he has two in scoring position here in the seventh inning. His team trailing 9-3.
I just want to point out that we had two of the best pitchers in all minor league baseball start this game. We've had 12 combined runs.
First pitch to Tanerowitz is a ball. He's the number two prospect for Seattle, number two prospect for Texas. And Owen White pitched decent, whereas his counterpart, Bryce Miller, started out decent, then got hit around, and his numbers didn't look great today. Five runs in the third inning alone. Here's the 1-0 to Tanerowitz. It cuts inside for a strike on the two-seam fastball. 1-1. Two in scoring position. It was Devin Mesoraco, the player from Punxsutawney, who made his way to the Cincinnati Reds organization, made the big leagues, all-star. And an inspiration for John Matthews. Yeah, I could do that too. Here's the 1-1, breaking ball low and away. Two balls and a strike to Robbie Tanerowitz, a chance to cut into the lead. 6-run advantage for Frisco, but still eight outs to work with for the Travelers. And with a guy like Tanerowitz at the plate, he could cut into the damage in a hurry. The 2-1. Breaking ball. He slaps down the right side. Cutting foul, and it lands foul just barely. A foot or two wide of the right field line, about 200 feet down the line. Gets down to the corner, but a harmless foul ball off the bat of Robbie Tanerowitz. Would have been for two RBIs without a doubt. And he would have extended his Texas League lead in that category. He's the only player with more RBIs than Evan Carter, who would be in first place if not for Robbie Tanerowitz. First baseman digs back in for the 2-2 from John Matthews. Right-hander kicks and deals it. Hits Tanerowitz on the back. He lost the fastball up and in on the 2-2 pitch, and Tanerowitz loads the bases with a hit-by-pitch. He's okay. And now the Travs are three aboard. Robert Perez Jr. to the plate, who homered twice yesterday and has an RBI single today.
I don't think anyone's ever exited the batter's box as fast as that after getting hit by a pitch. He just went right down the line and looked over at the bullpen, and they're giving him the flapping wings sign, nicknamed Bird.
Doesn't have to fly too fast on to first base on the hit by pitch. Base is loaded. Perez at the plate, blocked by Capers on the first pitch. It gets by him near the backstop, and a run will come home on the wild pitch. It's now 9-4. Frisco's still in front, but Arkansas chipping away at the lead here, and that is the first earned run that John Matthews has conceded here in the 2023 season. Tanerowitz to second, Kerwer to third, and Hoover is the one who touched the plate. It's 9-4. Frisco in front, trying not to let this lead slip away. One out here in the seventh inning. Matthews kicks, a slider swung on and missed. Good-looking breaking ball. It gets Perez to whiff. Perez 1-for-3 today. Four hits in the series, two home runs, including a 482-foot nuke yesterday. Here's the 1-1 to Perez, and it's outside, ball two. Seen some long home runs to left field. Yesterday, that one for Perez, then today, Dio Artias over the home run terrace down the left field side. These balls have some carry tonight. Here's the 2-1 to Perez. He swings and lifts it high to center field. Not too deep. Evan Carter does have to back up a little bit. Now backs up a little more. He makes the catch. A run will come home from third base. It's Kerwer tagging and scoring. The throw goes to third. A little bit up the line, but Tanerowitz holds. It's a sack fly for Robert Perez Jr. Two down in the inning, and it's now 9-5. Frisco still holds on to the lead. So now after the bases were loaded with one out, Arkansas has brought two runs in, but now there's two down. Carlos Cardoza is walking out to the mound to have a conversation with John Matthews. Looks like we will have a pitching change. It's Slayton? No, oh.
Mark Church.
Mark Church. I thought you were saying 45, not 9. Five equal 9. I was like, who's 45? 9, 4 and 5. I appreciate you, Zach. My fault. I need to read better. You're doing great. Mark Church will come in for Frisco.
Thank you.
Out of the bullpen. It's 9-5. Frisco in front. The seventh inning continues when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, it crystals the Frisco Wrestling Mask giveaway and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Quesos!
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 14th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, a photo booth, plus a craft station from Crayola so kids can make a Mother's Day card right at the ballpark. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a Kendra Scott Ari Hart crystal necklace for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 14th. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, there's Mark Church coming in for the Frisco Rough Riders. Partway through the seventh inning, two down, Arkansas man at second base. Frisco leads it 9-5. Church's first pitch of his relief appearance is high for a ball to Isaiah Gilliam, who is 0-3 today. 2-4 yesterday with a home run off the batter's eye in center field. Left-hand hitter against right-hand pitcher, the 1-0. Is outside for ball two from Churchy. His fourth appearance, each time has gone about an inning, allowed one earned run in total. Struck out six in just over three innings, three hits. The 2-0 from Mark Church is way outside for ball three from the Atlanta native. Man at second for Arkansas, seventh inning. Four-run advantage for Frisco, and the Rough Riders bring up their hitters in the seventh inning to try to add some insurance. It'll be Kellen Strom to lead off. Hover and Cease to follow. Next pitch is high from Church, and he walks Isaiah Gilliam on four pitches. A rare four-pitch walk from Mark Church. First four pitches he has thrown here in this ballgame all missed the zone. He had not allowed a walk the last couple appearances and just one this season so far. So two aboard now for Arkansas, and they had the tying run on deck. But there are two outs here in the seventh inning. Jake Anchia, the batter, who has walked and is 0-2. Church steps off before the first pitch to Anchia. Two outs here in the seventh inning. Outfield playing fairly deep to Anchia, the catcher, with two away. First pitch to him is taken down the middle for a strike. Anchia's a good hitter. Has potential for the long ball, which would cut the lead to one if he sends one out. The second pitch to him is taken on the inside for strike two. He's from Nova Southeastern University. Broke the home run record of that school. That was held by J.D. Martinez. 47 home runs in his time at Nova Southeastern in Fort Lauderdale. He's now 26 years old and looking to cut into this lead, which was 9-3 when this inning began. It's now 9-5. Church is ahead 0-2. Here's the pitch. It's high and away. Ball one. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the seventh inning. Mark Church takes a breather, steps behind the rubber, puts his hands on his head, now steps back on the slab and peers in to Scott Capers. Comes set for the 1-2. Here's the pitch. It's high and away again. And ball two. Breezy day. Still blowing out to left field. Temperatures holding in the pretty comfortable area. The 8 o'clock hour. 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Fouled down the right field side. Arias running for it. He might have room. No. It'll get into the seats. About three rows deep. And remains a 2-2 count from Mark Church. This inning began with a walk. Same way that Arkansas scored back in the second inning. They took the lead in the second when Jake Anchia walked. He was the first player to score in this ballgame. But Frisco came back to erase that deficit, take their first lead of the series, and the Rough Riders don't want to give up that lead, which currently stands at 9-5. Here's the pitch, and Chia swings a ground ball right back to Church. He fields on one bounce, softly tosses to first, and that's the inning. Mark Church comes in relief. He walks a man but strands him, and that is the seventh inning. Arkansas does cut into the lead. They get two runs in the frame, but Frisco still is ahead, 9-5. It's time to stretch from Frisco. Bottom of the seventh coming up with Frisco in front of the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, it's Kellen Strom, Trevor Hover, Chris Cease to the plate here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 9-5 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders in their first six-game homestand of the year. Rough Riders trying to get back over 500 on the season. And if this score holds, they will do exactly that. Frisco 9, Arkansas 5. Home half of the seventh inning on a day in which Frisco has left the yard three times. Arkansas had not allowed many long balls this year. In fact, no team in the Texas League had allowed fewer home runs. They had allowed just six on the season. Given up three today, two of them to Dio Arias, and one of them by Chris Cease, who will come to the plate this inning. Kellen Strom is 1-for-3, and he steps in to begin the seventh inning against Colin Coburn. The right-hander comes set. First pitch of the seventh inning, a slider high for a ball, returning in relief for Arkansas. Pardon me, it looked like Coburn to me. They brought in a new relief pitcher. It's a fastball to Strom. He taps foul. It was the guy they just added on the roster. So Will Rott has come in. Matt Will Rott, the right-hander, will face Kellen Strom here in the bottom of the seventh. Swing and a miss to make it 1-2 from Will Rott. Right-hand pitcher out of Houston, Texas. Cisco Junior College. Same JUCO as Jax Biggers before Biggers transferred to Arkansas. Will Rott a draftee in 2018. He comes set against Kellen Strom with a 1-2 pitch. Strom takes low and away on the slider. That bends away from the right-hand hitting Kellen Strom. Strom DHing today, played right field yesterday. He's mixed around the different outfield spots, taking the day off defensively today. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Kellen Strom. A check swing came in on the hands and almost clipped his knuckles. He fouls it to the first base dugout to stay alive. Strom has shown more versatility defensively. First couple of years in the minors, he only played center field. He only started three games in right field the first two seasons. Now he plays a lot of right. Here's the 2-2 to Kellen. He takes it over the inside portion of the plate. Strike three looking. And Matt Will Rott strikes out the first man he sees. One away for Trevor Hover here in the seventh inning. 9-5 lead for Frisco. Well done by the Texas Rangers today up in the big league level. They blow out Kansas City, a 12-3 victory for the Rangers. Their 12th win of the year. They're 12-6. First place in the AL West, the only team with double-digit wins in that division. First pitch to Trevor Hover is a slider that misses the back door. They have a plus 42 run differential to the Rangers, second best in Major League Baseball. Like father, like son, Frisco Rough Riders with the best run differential in their own league, in the Texas League AA affiliate. Here's the 1-0 to Hover. He checks his swing. It was in the zone. And strike one.
You look up and the Rangers have won four straight all of a sudden, and it's great to see them taking advantage of like kind of an easy schedule when you go and play Kansas City, and of course a hard schedule when you take on the Astros.
1-1 pitch is inside. Is it weird I say father and son? Is it weird to call the AA team the son?
You look up and it's dad up there. I don't think you'd say dad.
No, but that's too far.
Yeah.
But you get the idea. 2-1 to Hover. Is taken at the belt for strike two. Two balls and two strikes from Matt Wilrott to Trevor Hover. Base is empty for Hover. And the bottom of the seventh inning. Two balls and two strikes to the left-hand hitter. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Wilrott trying to get him to chase on a fastball upstairs.
If you look at the next three series for the Rangers, including this one against the Royals, Kansas City below 500 team. The A's, one of the worst teams in the American League. The Reds, they're in last place in the NL Central. So those are three good series you want to take advantage of if you're the Rangers.
2-2 to Hover, a bouncer towards second. Three bounces into the glove of Hoover, and he throws to first to put away Trevor Hover. Two down, Chris Cease, the batter. Cease has a home run and a line drive that was snared by Hoover. Robbed him of his second base hit of the day. Still 1-for-3 with a home run is pretty good. Came in hitting 278 and gets his first home run of the season. Right-hand hitter playing shortstop today. He's made a start in left field, made a start in center field in San Antonio, but primarily a shortstop. First pitch to Cease is swung on and missed. A fastball over the plate, elevated a bit. It was in the zone, and Cease doesn't get a piece of it. Scott Capers is on deck, would like to come to the plate if Cease gets aboard. There are two outs. Frisco leads at 9-5 in the seventh inning. Wilrott deals and a slider away. Ball one, 1-1. Frisco getting to Arkansas pitching. Nine runs in this game for a pitching staff that had an ERA of 4.83. Decent, not the top in the league or anything, but not bad. 1-1, a slider that Cease did offer at, goes halfway around. Two strikes. Arkansas came in fifth best ERA among the 10 teams in the Texas League. The big thing was the home runs. They just don't allow very many. Gave up three today. Arkansas had struck out 14 hitters yesterday. Far fewer, just five today. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Chris Cease. He checks his swing. Top of the zone. Did he go around? No. And the inning continues. Ball two. One of the big things, limiting strikeouts. Frisco struck out three times in a row. Bryce Miller struck out the side in the second inning. Frisco added six runs in the next couple innings, and I think it's a telling part. They did not strike out a single time those innings. Cease does swing and does strike out here in what is a scoreless seventh inning. But point being, Frisco got to Bryce Miller, was able to handle his stuff, and didn't have the put-away stuff to get Frisco out of the way, and that's why Frisco has the lead. It's 9-5, although they do go scoreless here in the seventh. On to the eighth inning when we return on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, a Crystal's the Frisco Wrestling Mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos, Quesos.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This year, kids can help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Mark Church back to the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders, trying to hold on to a 9-5 lead onto the eighth inning. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. We'll be here all week. Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden on the call for six games this week. And get your Riders Baseball at home while you can. Back-to-back six-game road series following this week. So, four more games to come after tonight. 6:35 tomorrow, it'll be Emerson Hancock and Nick Krauth on the mound. Here in this ballgame, it's 9-5, Frisco in front, eighth inning. Mark Church comes set against Jake Anchia. The first pitch is taken. Looked like it was over the plate, maybe a bit high. And ball one from Mark Church. Jake Anchia, the right-hand hitting catcher, leading off here in the eighth. The second pitch is taken again. Over the plate, bottom of the zone, called a ball. And Sean Sparling squeezing a little bit. Mark Church dining up. Top of the zone, bottom of the zone. Doesn't get either call. Logan Warmoth, the batter, takes up the inside portion. Gets that strike call. And it's two balls and one strike to Logan Warmoth. Right-hand hitting DH today. He swings and foul tips it off of Capers' mask. Two balls and two strikes. Warmoth was drafted back in 2017, 22nd overall, seven spots ahead of Chris Cease, who is the shortstop, standing not too far away from where Logan Warmoth is at in the batter's box, and they were drafted not too far away from each other. The 2-2 is taken outside, full count now for Mark Church. Warmoth drafted 2017 and by Toronto, 5 years in the Blue Jays organization. Here's the payoff to him. He takes it on the outside corner, strike three taken. Right on the edge, and for all the pitches that at bat, the Church did not get the call on. He deserved that one, and he gets Logan Warmoth looking for the first out of the eighth inning. A backwards K for Mark Church, seventh strikeout today for Frisco pitchers. And now it's Patrick Frick. One for three today. One out, nobody on. Church from the winds and gets a fastball fouled away. First base side, 0-1 to Patrick Frick. A single back in the fourth inning and a sack fly today. Pretty productive day for the 26-year-old out of Wake Forest. The 0-1 from Church is outside, ball one. Church losing his ball cap and awaits the return throw from Capers and makes sure his pitcher is ready for the return. You never want that throw back to the pitcher to catch him by surprise. 1-1 from Church. Fastball swung on, hit down the right field line. Long run for Trevor Hover. Tracking it, gets underneath it, has to reach out with his left hand. He makes the grab and puts away Patrick Frick. Two down here in the eighth inning.
Do you remember, it must have been the early 2010s, Jake Peavy was on the Giants. Buster Posey was the catcher.
Yeah.
And Buster threw the ball back to Jake Peavy when he was pointing at the umpire to try to get an appeal and just threw it right into his glove.
Into the glove.
That was perfect. If you haven't seen it, you should look it up. That was a great play.
Scary and amazing at the same time. First pitch to Hoover is inside. Almost hit him. Now you take that example, and then you take the Yu Darvish example where the same thing. Hit him like on the Adam's apple where he wasn't looking. And you, as a catcher, you feel terrible. Here's the 1-0. Started to swing. Hoover holds back. It was in the zone, 1-1.
And then in the variety of kind of unique throws back to the pitcher, there's Sinshu Chu in a game that Rangers fans would like to forget.
1-1 is inside. 2-1 the count from Church.
In a playoff game in Toronto back in 2015 when he was holding the bat out and the throw from Russell Martin, the catcher, went off of his hand. And Rougned Odor came in to score. And that was the Jose Bautista home run game.
2 outs, bases empty for Mark Church. Back to the line for the 2-1. It swung on and sliced foul over the third base side. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Mark Church looking for a clean inning. And would hold on to the 9-5 lead over Arkansas. And try to even up this series, one game apiece. The 2-2 is swung on and fisted foul behind home plate. Infield shifted backwards. Thomas DeJacy playing where the shortstop normally would be with his heels on the grass. He'll step back in front on the dirt before the pitch. Outfield kind of spread out. Corner outfielders a bit towards the lines. The 2-2 from Church is outside. And another full count from Mark Church. Connor Hoover at the plate looking to start a two-out rally. If he can't get aboard, Arkansas will be down to its final three outs next inning and down by at least four runs. Frisco trying to get back above 500 today. The 3-2 from Mark Church. Swung on and missed. A late cut from Connor Hoover. Trying to flail and stay alive. He is unsuccessful. And Mark Church strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Frisco leads it 9-5 through eight innings of play. Zach Bigley has the ninth and most likely final inning when we return on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Scott Capers and then the top of the order for Frisco. In the eighth inning, 9-5 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders, trying to extend the advantage a little bit and then get the final three outs next inning. Capers to lead off, Evan Carter, and then Luis Angel Acuna against the right-hand pitcher Matt Wilrod for the Arkansas Travelers. 9-5 lead on 11 hits compared to 7 hits for Arkansas today. Will Rott comes set for the first pitch of the 8th inning. A slider swung on and missed by Capers. He's had a good day today. A single, a double, and a foul out. He's 2-for-3 with a run scored. In fact, 2 runs scored. He scored in the 3rd and the 4th. Part of that rally when Frisco jumped out ahead. Trailed 2-0 in this ball game. They got ahead 6-2. Here's the 0-1 from Matt Wilrott. Fastball elevated. And it's 1-1 to Scott Capers. Capers at a Mount Carmel High School. Same as Josh Stowers, former Frisco Rough Rider from a year ago. The 1-1 to Scott Capers. Is high and inside for a ball. Pushes him off the plate. Out of Indiana. Mount Carmel High School near Chicago.
Also, Alec Thomas was on that team. He had his first homer in the big leagues today. Former Amarillo Sod Poodle, currently with the Diamondbacks.
It's a productive high school. Simeon Rice went there. Donovan McNabb from Mount Carmel High School. Craig Robinson, the former basketball coach, brother-in-law, Barack Obama. And most of all, Scott Capers. Right-hander steps back in. The 2-1 is over the plate for strike two. Two balls, two strikes to Capers. He's raised his batting average over 400 this season. Came in 368 and has two hits today. The 2-2 to Capers is hit high on the infield. The second baseman, Hoover, coming in. He will take charge and makes the grab on the infield grass in front of the second base bag to put away Scott Capers. Turn the lineup card over. It's Evan Carter, who reached base for the first time in his most recent plate appearance. Singled. Advanced to third on some really good base running later in that inning on a pickoff attempt to first base. He got to third when the ball dribbled away, scored on a sack fly. And the lead would be a little slimmer if it wasn't for that base running by Carter. First pitch to him is taken on the inner half for a strike. Evan Carter, who went hitless yesterday and about the best hitless game you can have, 0-for-1 with 4 walks. Does have one base hit today. The 0-1 to Evan Carter is outside for a ball, 1-1.
What he really did was added an RBI to Dustin Harris's total and took one away from Dio Arias' total.
Because Arias homered right after
exactly.
That.
Dio's doing fine for himself today. Two home runs in the ballgame. Here's the 1-1 to Evan Carter, a slider that's a bit high. And outside, 2-1. Righty-lefty matchup to Evan Carter. Trying to take down Arkansas. They've won 8 out of their first 10 games, but Frisco could end the streak. The 2-1 to Evan is fouled back a little bit ahead of the off-speed pitch. And 2 balls and 2 strikes. Arkansas first place by a couple of games in their division. I feel bad for Tulsa because they have the second-best record in the entire league, and they have to be in the same division as Arkansas. They're 2 games back in their own division. The 2-2 offering to Evan Carter is a slider hit hard towards first base in between Tanerowitz and Hoover into right field. Base hit. Rocketed that ball at 108 miles an hour on a line. And it goes for a loud single into right field for Evan Carter. 2 hits on the day for the 20-year-old.
Starts the day 0 for 3. And then singles on a ground ball to the left side and absolutely crushes one into right field. I mean, the bat speed is incredible. It just jumps off of his bat. And he even looked like he was out on his front foot on that one. But still, just such strong, quick hands.
He's at first now. Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. First pitch to Luis Angel is skied into right field. Perez takes a step in, stops, makes the catch. 2 down.
He had a position perfectly there, right down the line. That's where his doubles have gone tonight, is to the opposite field down the line. And usually with a right-handed batter, you'd see the right fielder playing a little bit more into the right center field alley, but he was positioned down the line. He barely had to move in that line drive right to him.
Well, there's 2 outs. Dustin Harris to the plate with Evan Carter taking his lead from first, hoping to get to double digits. 9-5 is the score. Frisco in front. 8th inning. First pitch to Harris is a strike. Looks like Tristan Pauly will come in for Frisco to pitch the 9th inning. It will not be a save opportunity. Frisco has not recorded a save this season.
I was about to say, what else is new?
Arkansas got their first of the season last night. Juan 10 recorded it. Throw over to first. Carter dives back. Evan Carter, 4 walks yesterday, and he's always doing something different. I mean, there's 2 really good games back-to-back. 2 base hits today, a run scored, 4 walks yesterday. He's always doing something really well. The 0-1 to Harris is high and away. Talked to Trevor Hover before this game, and he was kind of laughing about Evan Carter because Hover is kind of known for drawing a bunch of walks, and he has this season. The only player with more walks than him coming into today was Evan Carter. And he said, yeah, Evan joked with me, hey, I'm learning from you, buddy. And Hover teaching the youngster. The 1-1 pitch down the middle to Harris for a strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Dustin Harris. 2 outs in the 8th inning. Frisco looks to get their first win of the series, get to 6-5 on the year. They can close it out next inning. The 1-2 to Harris is a check swing. Almost hit him on the shoulder. Did he make an attempt at it? Yes. It was way high and inside, and he almost was trying to protect himself with a bat and apparently did go around enough to qualify as a swing. And that is a strikeout to end the inning. Frisco gets a base hit from Evan Carter but strands him at first. No runs, no errors, and 1 left on. It is 9-5. Frisco in front. Tristan Pauly jogs out of the bullpen for the 9th inning. Zach Bigley will have the call when we return to the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories, from learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go into the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders out in front, 9-5 over the Arkansas Travelers, looking to even up the series at a game apiece. And Tristan Polly comes on to try and do just that. Top of the order, Leo Rivas, Tanner Kerwer, Robbie Tenerowitz, the three due up against the fourth pitcher used tonight by the Rough Riders. Left-hander Tristan Polly ready from the stretch. And he fires in the first pitch. Fastball, bounce third base line and foul. Just outside of the third base bag. And it's 0-1. Rivas 0-4 today. This is an Arkansas team being out-hit 12-7 tonight. 9-5 Rough Riders. The only error of the night committed by Arkansas. Rough Riders have committed one error in each of the last two games after going errorless in four in a row before that. Pauly the 0-1. Flipped foul right side. 0-2. Tristan Pauly, the left-hander, has had a really strong start to the season so far. Pauly, 26 years old, has not allowed a run in three innings, has not allowed a hit in three innings so far. The pitch. Down low and inside. And it's 1-2. And this coming from a guy who, when he came up with the Rough Riders, really struggled with his command. 31 walks in 35 innings. And he's been on point so far this year. 1-2. Got him looking on the outside corner. Breaking ball throws him. And there's one away. Another strikeout for the Riders' bullpen tonight. While the starter Owen White just struck out three, the Rough Riders bullpen has picked up the slack in the strikeout category. That's now a total of 9 Ks for the Rough Riders of the night, 6 coming from the bullpen. Tanner Kerwer steps in from the right side, and the left-hander delivers home the first pitch. Fastball grounded right back to the hill. Pauly spears it, sprints over to the first base bag, and underhands in time to get him 2 away. Pauly wanted to get his cardio in. Instead of turning and throwing, he decided to sprint with Kerwer alongside him towards the bag, and he flipped there for the out. It was a hard ground ball right back to Tristan Pauly. He's able to make the play off to his right side, and now Arkansas's down to their final out here in game two. 9-5 Rough Riders. Robbie Tenerowitz steps in, and Pauly kicks in the first. Fastball clips the inner edge for a strike. And it's 0-1. Actually a slider. Tenerowitz has reached every time tonight. He's 2-for-2 with a single, walk, double, hit by pitch. Right-hander open stance. Pauly delivers. Off the outside corner and misses, and it's 1-1. We'll do it again tomorrow. Rough Riders hoping that this score holds, and it will be a chance to take a series lead with Nick Krauth on the hill. 1-1, a 3 ERA. He'll go against Emerson Hancock for Arkansas. The 1-1. Dips low of the zone, and it's 2-1. Hancock 1-0 with a 1 ERA this year. He's the number 4 prospect in the Mariners organization and former first-round pick out of Georgia. Pauly delivers. Fits it onto the outside corner for a strike, and Arkansas is down to their final strike tonight. 2-2 on Tenerowitz. Pauly looks in, pins the glove to his right hip. He's got his sign come set. Right foot in front of the left. Peers in. He delivers in the 2-2. It's inside, and it hit him again. Oh, Tenerowitz just can't catch a break. That's two consecutive plate appearances being hit by a pitch. This one comes on a breaking ball inside. And he's reached all 5 times tonight. He gives the thumbs up to the bullpen again.
They're both in tough spots. I mean, sure, that one was a breaking ball, but kind of hitting on the arm, wrist area in the first one. His last plate appearance up in the upper back. Neither one of those felt any good.
Here's Robert Perez Jr. now. First pitch. Takes outside. 1-0. Perez 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the fifth and a sac fly in the seventh. Scott Capers will go out and chat with Tristan Pauly after he missed that first offering. Tomorrow's game will be at 6:35. We'll be on the air at 6:20 for the pregame show. And then Friday and Saturday's games will be at 7:05. Sunday's game at 4:05. A lot of exciting stuff coming up here at the ballpark. We have Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea tomorrow, with drink specials out in the river area. And then in addition to that, we have Thirsty Thursday in the Seating Bowl. And it's Bark in the Park tomorrow. Popper's Paporium will have giveaways at the gates. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch on the way to Perez. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him, and it's 1-1. And much, much more coming up this weekend. See our full promotional schedule at RidersBaseball.com. Pauly steps off to read with the signs from Capers. Rough Riders trying to go in 6-5 on the season with a win tonight. 1-1 toss. Runner takes off, a swing and a grounder, foul left side, and it's 1-2. Nobody holding him on anyway. I think it's fair to say Tanerowitz is not the fleetest of foot. Kind of lumbering down to second, and he heads back to first. A 1-2. Here she comes. Just down low and inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Defensive indifference moves Tanerowitz up to second.
I love a good defensive indifference.
Yeah?
It's very rare. There's a lot of things that have to happen.
Yeah.
For it to occur.
Pauly tries the 2-2. Just low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Riders lead at 4. He has his sign ready from the stretch. And the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him off the outside corner with the changeup. And the Rough Riders win. Frisco takes it 9-5 over the Travelers. And they even this series at a game apiece. Well, the Rough Riders victorious over the Travelers as they go to 8-3 on the season. The Rough Riders to 6-5. And Frisco bringing out the bats tonight. Dio Antias, 2 home runs. The big performance on the offensive side for the Rough Riders. Josh Wharton has the postgame show when we come back. Rough Riders win it. 9-5, our final score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Strike 3 call! This one's over!
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, everything changed in the third inning today for Frisco. After Arkansas never trailed yesterday, took the first lead of the game today. Bryce Miller was dealing, striking out the side in the second inning, and the Travelers were up 2-0. And you just had to remind yourself, well, there's a lot of baseball yet, and you didn't need to be too patient. Third inning, Frisco proceeded to rack up 5 extra base hits, beginning with a home run. It was the first of 2 home runs that inning. and it only got better from there. Final score from Riders Field, the Frisco Rough Riders 9, and the Arkansas Travelers 5. The series is even at one game apiece. Frisco is 6-5 now on the year. Arkansas drops to 8-3. They'll still be in first place in the Northern Division. We'll take a look at the scores around the league in a moment, but no matter what happens in the North, they'll be in first place because they were ahead by two games in the Texas League North. Frisco will remain in first place in the South since they were tied for first with Amarillo at last check. Well, again, that third inning was a big one. The home run for Chris Cease, then a double for Scott Capers, a double for Acuna, a home run for Arias, a double for Sajacy, an RBI single for Strom. And Frisco never gave up the lead after that five-run inning off of Bryce Miller. And maybe the most impressive thing for Frisco was to start to figure out a guy who was just running through the Frisco order. Bryce Miller had retired six of the first seven guys he faced and not allowed a hit until the third inning when Chris Cease went yard. And that just it opened things up. The five runs that inning, then another run in the fourth, and then Bryce Miller was ultimately pulled after a Trevor Hobart single in the fifth inning. And the bullpen for Arkansas played decently well, but then a three-run sixth inning for Frisco, including the second home run for Dio Arias, his second multi-home run game as a Frisco Rough Rider. And the bullpen held pat for the Rough Riders, giving up a couple runs down the stretch, but ultimately holding on for a 9-5 victory. Tomorrow's game will feature Nick Krauth gets the ball for Carlos Cardoza and John Goble and the crew for the Rough Riders. His counterpart is a highly touted prospect in Emerson Hancock. So that'll be the starting pitching matchup tomorrow in the 6:35 start. Mark your calendars, 6:35, and then it's 7:05 for the remainder of the series for the final three games Friday, Saturday, Sunday to close out the series in the first six-game homestand. Similar to San Antonio when Frisco went on the road last week, the Rough Riders lose game one but then set themselves up to win the series. That's what they did last week. Obviously still a lot of time to go here in this week to win a series. Just two games in. We're a third of the way through this week, but Frisco comes back to tie the series up at one game apiece and improve to 6-5 on the year. We'll take a look around the Texas League scores today here on this Wednesday of April 19th, a day in which Adam Wainwright made a start for the Springfield Cardinals today in a rehab start. Springfield ended up losing that game. Wainwright gave up a couple earned runs in three innings in a one-run loss, and Midland wins that game 8-7. Tulsa shuts out Wichita 4-0, so they're within one game of Arkansas in the Northern Division. Corpus Christi defeats San Antonio 7-2. Frisco, of course, beating Arkansas 9-5. And a lone other game, Amarillo shuts out Northwest Arkansas 4-0. Actually, that is the one game to not yet conclude today. That game still in progress in the eighth inning. If that score holds, Frisco would remain tied for first in the Southern Division at 6-5 with Amarillo. A 9-5 win for Frisco today, jumping out in front in the third inning and holding on. Good day for the offense today for the Frisco Rough Riders. Just looking through some of the numbers, the first couple hitters in this lineup for Frisco, both with multi-hits. Evan Carter and Luis Angel Acuna with two hits apiece. Same thing for Dio Arias batting cleanup today, and cleanup he did. Two home runs and four RBIs for the Cuban slugger playing first base today. Thomas DeJacy had a base hit, as did the guy behind him, Kellen Strom, as did the next guy in the lineup, Trevor Hover, as did the next guy in the lineup, and Chris Cease. In fact, everybody but Dustin Harris had a base hit in this game, and Dustin still had an RBI and two walks today. And so productive top to bottom for Frisco today. And one game after, Frisco mounted just one extra base hit. It was a double. And today the Rough Riders got four doubles and three home runs. So the ball was flying. The barrels were getting right on the baseball, and Frisco a healthy win today, 9-5. Is the final score. Again, Emerson Hancock and Nick Krauth tomorrow on the hill for their respective teams. Should be a good one for Game 3 tomorrow at 6:35 right here from Riders Field. Well, that'll about do it for us here from Frisco, Texas. My thanks to Zach Bigley, also Trevor Hover, for joining us on the pregame show. We'll have a second part of that interview tomorrow, by the way, so tune in at 6:20 tomorrow for our pregame show, and Trevor Hover will join us as well as we look forward to Game 3 tomorrow at 6:35. Well, I'm Josh Warden signing off from Riders Field, where the Rough Riders win at 9-5 and get back above 500 at 6-5 on the season. Till tomorrow at 6:20. Have a safe evening, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your night. So long from Riders Field after the Rough Riders win at 9-5 here on a Wednesday evening. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!